B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving to all across the Delaware Valley. We're going to wish you happy Thanksgiving all day today as we are live at the Fabulous Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, as they'll get ready for a big weekend of sports and a big weekend of football, and we'll have you covered all day long when it comes to that stuff. We'll dive deeply into it. But it is the day before Thanksgiving, and it's a holiday. It's going to be an intimate holiday today, tomorrow, and this weekend. So let's do it in a blessed fashion, right? So we'll talk all about it. Have some fun today, man. I'm missing my Wednesday night before Thanksgiving going out. It's kind of a little bit of a bummer, to be honest with you. No turkey bowl. It's going to rain tomorrow. So it kind of stinks, but the Eagles stink. So I had
planned. That's right, it stinks!
I had planned. So I got to be real with you guys, right? So I plan my open every morning, right? And I usually go into this, you know, about a 5-6 minute diatribe with a thesis and then, you know, kind of lay it out, and I lay it out to Tunis. And I had one today, and it's all about, you know, Peterson and Wentz and Hurts and how to kind of navigate through this. But can I be honest with you guys? Because I always try to be real with you. I'm tired of them, man. I want the Sixers and the Flyers. I do. I love them. I'll watch every game, but this is such a drag. And here's my biggest fear. And this is what it ties into, which is the long-term health of this franchise. I mean, we touched on it a little bit yesterday. I was telling you about my buddy Vinny was talking about players under 30 that you would actually like, right? That you actually, under 29, because Fletcher Cox and Darius Slay, they're all like around that age. But imagine players that are like really youthful. What do you have? You got very little. And so I start to think about this thing, and I get bummed out because, A, I don't think Jeffrey Lurie, who is part of the problem here, because he's too involved in personnel. He is. I mean, the fact that he's drafted anybody, I'm sorry. You're the owner. That's why you got football people. You know, I mean, you can't be involved in this stuff. You got to be okay. It killed the Cowboys forever because of Jerry Jones. Kill them. You're not eating it and sleeping it. It's great that you are the owner, but you got to allow the people whom you hire to create, you know, to make the decisions. And then you got to figure out who the people you're hiring, who the people are working for you, who are in charge. And you got real issues here. I mean, you know, again, it's great to look back, and, you know, I'm grateful, and I'll say it 1,000 times how we're grateful. But when you look into the future here with this team, it looks bleak to me. You got very few guys under 30 to build around. You got a quarterback who's a mess. You got another quarterback who I think they overdrafted, to be quite frank with you. You got no coaching staff, that I think is weak, right? They don't marry each other. Offense and defense do not complement one another. The coach is so self-conscious. He's got such esteem issues that he won't even take a bullet for his quarterback or anybody else. you know, again, when he publicly lauds himself when they're 0 for 9 on third down, that's a problem. And I don't care how much you love Doug and he won this Super Bowl. If he comes on a State of the Union address, and that's what they are every Monday, and he tells you that his play calling's good and he lauds himself when they're 0 for 9 in a loss, that's a problem. That's a leadership problem. How many times are we going to talk about how he never puts himself, never takes responsibility? If you don't take responsibility as the leader, as the supposed CEO, then you're weak. Then you're just afraid-o. That's what you are. And so I have very little confidence in Peterson. I don't think Schwartz marries Peterson's offense. I don't like Schwartz. I never liked Schwartz's scheme. I mean, just because events conspired in 2017 doesn't need to mean I need to be married them forever. And I look to the future and I just see bleakness unless somebody comes in and takes control of the damn thing. And so that's why all I really want to talk about is the Sixers and the Flyers. Because the other two franchises, the Phillies, don't even get me started as they're getting lapped by the rest of the division. Good morning, Jonas.
Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it sucks.
It does.
It totally sucks.
What am I supposed to say? Like, I'd rather just talk about nonsense today. I mean, quite frankly, I'd rather talk about just stupid things and laugh and fun and you know, pass the court.
Yeah, I mean, especially with what's going on around the world, right? Like, this is normally a day where this is, what, the heaviest drinking day of the year, right? Yeah. Where everybody's merry and everybody's getting ready for the Thanksgiving Day. You're seeing family for the first time for a lot of people in a long time. And unfortunately, you know, some people are still going to see family. Some people are still going to try to find ways to go out and drink. But obviously, there's, you know, restrictions on doing that this year. And to put, you know, the icing on the cake, it's the football season still. And our team here in Philadelphia sucks. They're 3-6-1. I have absolutely zero faith in them beating the Seahawks. I have zero faith in them beating the Packers. If they come close to beating any of those two teams, it's a fluke in itself, just them coming close to beating those two teams. So, yeah, it stinks right now. I would love to just do a Sixers-Flyers day. Like, that sounds fantastic. That sounds awesome to just get excited and go nuts. But unfortunately, that's just it's not the case. And we have an awful football team on our hands, and we can't really look forward for the Sixers for another, 3.5 weeks? We still have to wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
It stinks. Rock.
My house stinks.
That's right. It stinks.
It sucks. I'm sorry. I want to go into every show with a fun, you know, breezy way. But can I be totally, like, you know, I'm going to ask you that 100 times because that's like a, you know, a crutch. Can I be honest with you? It's like, I look at Thanksgiving, and it's not Thanksgiving, right? Because of the pandemic. So the holidays aren't the holidays. And it's just, and then I look at the football team. It's just miserable. Where do I extract joy? Tell me.
Your family.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it at this
all
point.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad when I'm looking. It's just my family.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at this slate of games coming up to tomorrow, which at least we have football to look forward to and we won't be disappointed because it's not the Eagles tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to watch. It's not the best football, but you're going to see guys that you coveted, right? Like, how about that touchdown that CeeDee Lamb had against the Vikings last week, where he's falling down, he repositions his body, you know, he makes that diving catch in the end zone. We're going to see a lot of CeeDee Lamb on, you know, on the 4:30 game against Washington. You're going to see, I don't know who's going to be healthy for Baltimore, but, you know, there's guys like a guy like J.K. Dobbins, who the Eagles didn't draft because they drafted Jalen Hurts. You're going to see Chase Claypool, who was drafted before Jalen Hurts, but who knows, maybe you could have moved up, but you didn't want to get rid of that second round pick because you needed to draft a backup quarterback. So you're going to see guys that you coveted during Thursday's slate of games. You're going to go, oh my God, how did they mess that one up?
Yeah, yeah. What would you do? All right, now this is just a blanket question. What do you do? Now, again, the season has to play out,
yes,
right? But I think no matter what happens in the season, it's irrelevant because you know they're not good enough to reel off, you know, some sort of, hey, let's win four in a row to end the year looking at the competition they're playing.
Yeah, they have no shot doing that. Like, they're a bad football team, so they have no shot at doing that. But, you know, Ant, they could win two, and two might be enough, right? Like, two could be enough, which is crazy.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think I'm actually past the playoff thing, right? Like, I'm past the, well, that's a panacea. They got a real issue, right? You got a real issue. What are you going to do?
You're going to move on from a lot of these veterans. There's going to be a lot of changeover, which is overdue because it should have happened last offseason, the offseason before.
But here's the other issue. Do you trust anybody to do it right way?
No, I do not, which you might need changeover throughout the front office. And I don't know. They're 3-6-1, and they're plummeting. Right, like we're starting to see the worst. We did not see the worst of the Philadelphia Eagles until really the Dallas game. I know they still won, but that was ugly, right? To barely beat Ben DiNucci and the Cowboys. That game was a lot closer than you thought. You know, the Roddy McLeod fumble recovery where it looked like Vinnie Curry was actually down, whatever. That made it the 23-9 game. But that game was the beginning of the worst of the 2020 Eagles. And then you had a loss to the Giants, and then last week was just abysmal. Watching that game against the Browns. So they are now starting to plummet. Even though they were below 500, even though they were ugly after losing to teams like, you know, Washington football team, tying to rookie quarterback Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, even though all that was bad, it wasn't the worst. It wasn't the bottomless pit of the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2020 season. We're now starting to see that. So I think it's only going to get worse from here on. Like, you have to guard DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett this weekend. Darius Slay can only do so much with one of those two guys. Like, it's going to be very bad on Monday.
So, but again, let's just play it out for the rest of the season. So, the rest of the season happens, and, you know, whether they win or not, they're a bad team. So, either they don't make the playoffs or they get bounced in the first round in a pretty convincing manner.
Right.
All right, so now we're at the end of the season. And Wentz is just what he is now. And Hurts is still an enigma.
Right.
Right? So what do you do?
I mean,
what do you do? Like, seriously, if you're in charge, do you just go, all right, I got to do something drastic? Because I don't think changing, and Shefty said this today on the morning show, right? So he told Mark and Bobby and those guys that, look, if this continues, then somebody will lose their jobs, right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, who's that? Jim Schwartz?
Yeah, and that's not enough.
Okay, so if Jim Schwartz loses his job, what good is that? Okay, like, all right, I like the fact that you get a new defensive scheme, but that's not enough.
That doesn't help your offense, which
that
has
doesn't
been
help
a total
your personnel
mess.
Department either.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this would be something where Jeffrey Lurie has to go. So this has just been going downhill since we won. And are they past the stage of you got one more year to fix it? Because I thought this was the one year to fix it. Right? Or is after this season one more year to fix it? Because whether you believe in Howie and that personnel department to do it, if you're the owner of a franchise, and, you know, I get it. We don't like to hold merit when it comes to the Super Bowl. But if you're an owner, I feel like that probably takes into account. So he goes, all right, we are three seasons removed from the Super Bowl. It's gone downhill since. This has been the worst year. We have a lot of older players. This is your year to fix it. And if you don't fix it, if we don't see improvements next year, you guys are done. But
here's the problem with that. And I agree with you. And that's probably the tack they'll take.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't see any. I don't see any redeeming quality. I gotta be real with you. I mean, what does Doug do well? I've asked this question a million times, and I still don't know the answer. Other than what he's a player's play for him, right? Like, I've always come to the same conclusion that he's a player's coach. But what does he really do well offensively? Like, if we have to keep reminding him to move the pocket, to move the quarterback, what does that say about his own limitations as a play caller? What does it say about his ability to fix Wentz? What does it say? Like, if you're constantly wondering, well, you don't see him talk to him, you don't see this.
Right.
Right? What does it say about his play design? When you look at some things,
it's either blatant stupidity or blatant arrogance. You know, he's just arrogance.
Yeah, Mike's theory was, it was the spite theory that he didn't want the masses to be right. Now, if that's the case,
he
should be out on his ear to yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I look at the conclusion of anything with Peterson. He is not a dynamic coach. He's never been a dynamic coach. Again, they won the Super Bowl, but so did Brian Billick. And guys had success and win. That doesn't mean it's sustaining. It means that for a year, everything you did worked. We've seen that before. It's rare, but the circumstances were rare. They were in the second year of a rebuild. Everything that Howie did worked brilliantly. They turned the last place schedule into the first seed.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all real factors. Like, if you're actually going to think about how do I assess my business over the next 5 years, you got to cut any kind of sentimental ties. And that includes the Super Bowl. You have to cut that. If you're going to look at it and figure out your business over the next 5 years, well, it's too long ago.
Yeah.
And there's too many other factors. Like, the coaching staff's not the same.
Yeah, you've lost, obviously, all, you know, Frank Reich is the name that we always talk about.
So you look at it and you go, well, am I in good hands?
I mean,
so here's your, I'm asking you. All I am is a consultant.
Yeah, I mean,
right? I'm going to be the consultant.
All right.
And then I'll make you and the callers, Jeffrey Lurie. Tell me what you want to do. Do you want to go get a new coach?
No, I think it starts above the coach. I mean,
Okay, but hold on. Uh-huh. Because if you answer this question, it starts above the coach, and you're Jeffrey Lurie, and I know it starts with you, so you got to now take a back seat.
Yes.
All right?
Oh, my God, of course.
Okay, so now you're looking at, do I get a coach that is also in charge of personnel?
Yeah.
Like you go to Carolina, and Matt Rhule's in charge of personnel.
Right.
Okay? He's in charge of that draft. He was a first-year head coach coming out of college, and he's in charge of personnel.
Yeah, you have to get a Saturday coach.
Most coaches want to be in charge, right? And I'm a believer that that's the best way. Some people are GM people. I'm a believer in that I want the coach to be that guy.
Okay.
Andy's that way. Belichick's that way. You go around the league and look at all the stuff. Now, again, you can have a good GM with him, but he's got to be, they got to be, a. that's got to be, you know, his choice.
Right. That's good. It's a tough question. But
let's do it. Let's think about it today. And then let's have some fun. I got a Thanksgiving Five for you today that I want to get to. We're going to have, at some point, man, we just got to pop bottles.
Sounds good to me.
We're live in Parks Casino. If I don't show up, I'm probably in the sports book here. But I'll come back to the air. All right. I'm going to hang here. If you can't get the Parks Sportsbook, go to get the Parks Sportsbook app. It's right there for you. All right. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewiness. We're just getting started. That's right. And when we're talking about the Parx Sportsbook app, you download it, use the promo code Fanatic, get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's with the promo code Fanatic. And let's take a look at the lines. See, it's great because I can actually look on the screen here. We got three games tomorrow. So right now, Pittsburgh, 5-point favorite against Baltimore. If the game is played, the overall, the total is 45. Houston's a 3-point favorite at Detroit. Dallas, 3-point favorite against Washington. And how about tonight? College basketball. We got college hoop tonight. That's fantastic. Villanova, the Cats. We had Jay Wright on yesterday. 9.5-point favorites against Boston College tonight. Check it out. Parx Sportsbook app. Go to pa.parxcasino.com. Download or use promo code Fanatic. Get your risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be in Pennsylvania. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Let's go right to Doug. Doug was asked about the run game in the fourth quarter. He is speaking now. Let's see what he's got to say.
Give that message has changed and evolved over the course of the season. I'm curious, what kind of changes do you make when you give that message at this point of the season with where you guys are at right now?
Well, I think that the messaging, you know, honestly, it is the specific between he and I, but I also want to make sure that the offense in as a whole understands the messaging too, right? It's even though the focus is on me and the quarterback, I think there's and we've talked about this a lot. I think that each position group can also have specific messaging as well, that we're all doing the same to improve and to get that, you know, to get better each day, each week. And you know, I continue to talk to Carson and continue to talk to all the quarterbacks and still direct and lead the offense and lead the team in a way that everybody has to understand. Coaches and players have to understand that the things that we're doing, the mistakes that we are making have to stop.
If I can follow up real quick, is it something though where you have to simplify things when you communicate with him at this point of the season?
You know, the short answer to that is yes, but and then here's the but. We also simplify because of some of the mistakes that we're making at the skill positions with some of the young guys too. So it's a little it goes kind of hand in hand with. Yeah, we want to simplify overall, maybe for the quarterback position, but we're also simplifying for the rest of the offense so that guys can, you know, especially this time of year when fatigue and bodies are sore and the minds kind of get tired, that we keep it simple for them, you know, for them also.
Go ahead, Dave, and then Zach.
Hey, Doug, we saw that really productive stretch from Travis Fulgham, and then the last 2 weeks, obviously, the production hasn't been there. To what do you attribute that? And at this point in his career, he's such a young player. Do you really know what you have with him?
Well, I attribute probably the lack of production for just the way the defenses are scheming him. We have seen, you know, a top defender, corner, you know, go, at least go to his side of the field, or at least on and guard him. You know, and it's something that he has, as a young player, he has to understand, because the more, and if he wants to be an elite receiver in this game and in this league, he's going to know that that's always going to be the case every week. And he really has to focus in and detail his work and practice, hard and fast and just prepare himself for that. And that's how you see some of the great players in this league, particularly at the receiver position, how they handle that, just knowing that they're going to, they're going to gain the respect around the league, the more opportunities and the better they become.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Doug, two-part question here. Is Zach Ertz trending in the direction of play? And then you said last week that you've been more effective out of 11 personnel than 12 personnel, but you haven't had Ertz and Goddard together much. When they're back, are you expecting to get back to what you did early in the season and really play 12 heavily?
Zach is trending in the right direction. He'll be back out there today, in our walkthrough and in our practice this afternoon. And so I'm optimistic, and hopefully he comes away and feels good after today's practice. As it pertains to 12 or 11 personnel, you know, as you guys know too, sometimes, you know, based on, you know, analytics, based on coaches' film study during the week and how the games kind of unfold, I like 12 personnel. I like when Zach and Dallas are in there. I think Rich Rod has been a very positive, complimentary piece in Zach's absence right now. I've been very happy with how he's played, and he's played well. So I do think that I think maybe 12 or 13 personnel could be a little more involved in our game plans. But at the same time, I do like 11 personnel as well. I still like having, you know, some of those young guys on the field with the speed and being able to attack in that way as well.
Jeff, and then Jamie.
I guess, Doug, two-parter. Where's Jason Kelce stand in terms of his injured elbow?
He's sore, but he'll be fine, and would expect him to play Sunday.
So if he plays Sunday, that would be his 100th consecutive start, which is a pretty impressive feat. What has he meant to this team over that span? And obviously this year with so many moving parts at the offensive line.
I tell you, this guy, I got so much respect for him as a football player, on and off the football field. He's somebody that does things right all the time. And his game may not be perfect each week, but this guy, he practices and plays hurt. He gives of himself for his teammates. He's a great leader, not only in the offensive line room, but I think on this football team. It's one of the reasons I make him a captain every year. And the team respects that, and the team looks at that, I know over the years, probably in his career, we try to, you know, whether it's through the media or the team, we try to find ways to, you know, move Jason Kelce on. But I'd say, well, I love this guy, what he can do as a center, how he can get to, how he moves, how he gets to second level defenders, how smart he is in protection. It's amazing to me. I've never really been around a player, an offensive lineman of his caliber that does what he does day in and day out, and a ton of respect for Jason.
Jamie, and then Tim.
Doug, you talk about, like right now, you just talked about Kelce and the media wants to move on from him and stuff like that. There's always noise around this football team, right? And this week, all the noise is, you know, you should bench Carson Wentz. Why aren't you benching Carson Wentz? Experts say you should. Experts say you shouldn't. How do you filter that stuff out? I mean, I know you guys don't listen to a lot of that, but I'm sure that you're aware of it. And I'm sure, you know, Carson is aware of it. And there's a lot of pressure being the football coach and the quarterback of this football team. So how do you kind of filter out the noise?
For me personally, I don't listen. I don't, I don't listen to the radio. I don't read print media. If Brett doesn't tell me what's going on outside of our building, I don't know, you know, or if, you know, Dom's not informing me on what our players are doing. I don't want to know. Right. And because my focus is on the team and helping our football team get better and improve. And that's my job. And listen, I understand my job is also to make tough decisions, you know, with the roster and who plays, who doesn't plays, who plays and doesn't play, and things of that nature. And it's just, you know, every coach, every player here, there's a ton of pride, you know, everybody's an expert. Everybody's an armchair quarterback. Everybody has an opinion. And I respect that. I mean, everybody, people are entitled to that. And I have to do what I feel is in the best interest of the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, Mr. Lurie, and the players in that locker room. And again, it goes down to, you know, it comes back to sometimes having to make tough decisions. And one of the things that I've learned as a player and I've seen as a coach, is that the tough decisions have to be made in this business, whether it's a tough decision to move on from a player in the off season or, you know, to the decision now to whether you're going to make the move at quarterback or not. I mean, these are all decisions that have to be made by me. But for the most part, I just I focus on the players. I focus on getting better each day.
Go ahead, Tim, and then Bo.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today. Okay. I mean, we're looking – I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Carson's your starter for Monday?
Yes.
Okay. What have you done? What methods have you guys employed, you know, to help get him right? I mean, do you have him looking back at some old tape where he was successful? What kind of methodologies are the coaches using to try to get your quarterback right?
I mean, you know, we keep going round and round with this. You know, I've gone back and looked at 17 and 18 tape. Our coaching staff has. I know he has. You know, we've looked at everything from play calling. Me, am I different? Am I using personnel right? Am I making, you know, decisions that are beneficial for the team? You know, I look at a bunch of that stuff, and you know, it comes down to just, you know, each person, each player, each coach, taking a look at yourself, looking in the mirror, see what you see. If you don't like what you see, we got to change. And you got to make improvements and you got to get better. And so these are all the things that we're doing and we're helping him. We're helping, you know, the offense, we're helping the offensive line, we're helping the receivers, we're helping, you know, everybody get better. And we're using everything we can to make these adjustments.
We got time for two more, so we'll go to Bo and then Rob Motti.
Given the challenges this year, Doug, of everything going on and having less face-to-face time with your players, how do you go about, you know, making sure you have the same pulse of the locker room that you would normally have?
Well, for me, it's about reaching out to individual players and just talking, right? Talking to my coaching staff and seeing how, you know, what guys are talking about and then when we get them here in the building, being able to pull them aside, talk to them then and just have an idea of what's going on. And, you know, I've been very pleased with, you know, even the struggles that we're having. I've been very pleased with the energy, with the enthusiasm, the attention to detail that, you know, a lot of these players in this team has had. That is something we got to hold on to and work our way, you know, work our way out of this.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Doug, your hesitation to answer that question about the starter on Monday is going to be overanalyzed and microanalyzed, and I know you're not paying any attention to it, but can you explain why there was a hesitation? Are you thinking about it? Has that even crossed your mind?
I think about a lot of things, Rob, and you know, the question was, you know, is Carson my starter? He's my starter. End of story. And you guys can blow it up however you want it, and that's fine. I'm focused on these team, this players, this coaching staff, and the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Are you serious? What? This gets more farcical every time we play it. Oh my God! First of all, he gets asked the question by Tim McManus. He'll be on with Mike later on today. And T-Mac says, yeah, that's not a move you're making, right, Doug? No, it's not. Well, no, he actually says, well, not today.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get better today. Well, all right. then he hems and haws. So Tim asked him like three different times. Yeah. And then Rob Motti at the end goes, again, like he did the last time.
Yep.
Hey, Doug, you know, what's the story? Why the hesitation? Carson's my starter. End of story. You guys can blow it up out of proportion. Are we insane?
What?
Are you crazy? I mean, seriously, this guy's got no clue. He's got no idea what he's doing. At least when it comes to the media. Oh, my God. At least when it comes to being presidential and being a leader. This is comical.
Or just making it easier for himself.
Oh, my
period.
God. This is so stupid. This is the dumbest thing ever. It really is. Is Carson your start? You're not thinking about making that change, Doug. No, I'm not. Carson's starting Monday night.
And then simple.
He hems and haws. And then, end of story. You guys can blow it out of proportion. And by the way, Doug, who in their right mind was talking about getting rid of Kelce?
Yeah, oh my God.
Anybody?
That's the first thing I said to you.
I talk to 1,000 Philadelphians every week.
Love Jason Kelce.
I've never heard one person utter that you should move on from Jason Kelce.
Oh, you know, there's people in the media, you know, other people have been trying to get rid of him.
This dude is a complete clown at his news conferences. I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it. The question about 11 and 12 personnel, he went on to talk about the analytics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. The guy's upstairs.
All right. He's talking about analytics. Dude, it's your offense. It's your offense. You're the designer of your offense. And anyone on the go, yeah, I like 12. Maybe we could put some 13 in there. And but I do like 11, too. What? He sounds like George Costanza.
So when you say, what is their identity? Their identity's analytics.
It's unbelievable.
That's his identity.
I mean, you want to talk about the emperor wears no clothes. Guys, listen. And Joe, I apologize. Joe's our big Doug Peterson guy. I can't take this dude. You can't argue that maybe he's just not good at news conferences, okay? And that's not a prerequisite for the job. So I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it. But when we pay attention this closely to it and we listen to it, it's a farce. I mean, it's an SNL skit. I mean, it is. He's idiotic. I mean, I'm going to be mean about it, but it's so dumb. It's the dumbest thing ever. I mean, Andrew, coming back, just play the question. Hey, you're not thinking about doing that this week, right, with the quarterback?
I'm not thinking about it today.
What in the world? Why would you answer the question hemming and hawing? Why would you do that? I mean, seriously, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, you got end of story. Carson's my quarterback. I'm supposed to think this guy seriously as a head coach? He's asked about his offense and he's talking about analytics. This guy's an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel bad, but I can't do this. I can't listen to this guy speak anymore. It's painful. incredulous. Guys, I've been covering sports for almost 30 years, okay? I've been around a million press conferences, a ton of coaches, right? A litany of coaches from the good, the great, the okay, the bad. These news conferences are painful. I mean, I don't think he's as bad as he is in the news conference, but my God, dude, stop.
Well, you're in luck. 10:30 Saturday, next time you can hear from him.
Oh.
Will you be tuning in?
Oh, my God. You got to be... Andrew, am I crazy here?
No, it's again, you just did the simple answer. No, he's my quarterback. I'm not thinking about it. I don't... Like, it's the same thing with the Brett Favre situation, right? Like, it's... Why are you making it harder for yourself? Just say, I respect Brett's opinion, but Carson's our guy. And there you go. You don't have to offend your boy, Brett. And you can say Carson's your guy.
Who gives a flying bleep and now, about Brett Favre?
Exactly. Bleep and now this Brett one, who are you protecting here?
God,
you didn't have to protect anyone.
This is idiotic.
I'm focused on Wednesday.
Sorry. I apologize to you guys. I should not even air this. I am seriously. It's idiocy. It's an SNL skit. And if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, I'm embarrassed. You want your front office to be, you want your franchise to be that guy in front of the cameras every week? This is idiotic. Oh, my Lord. And I'm supposed to have trust in this guy as the coach? Really? You want to castigate me because I don't believe in that dude? Wow. We'll come back. I'm dying to hear from you. Put me in a good mood, please. I can't take it. I was in a bad mood earlier. And then I listened to that drivel. I mean, God.
Gosh, it went great.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. I need my Xeva. My Xeva infusion therapy, Tunis. Maybe that's what I need. Either that or a lobotomy. So maybe I and I would understand what he's talking about. Life comes at us hard these days. We're exhausted, run down, dehydrated, you get headaches and body aches, right? So here's the deal with Xeva Vitamin Fusion Therapy. It's a positive way to recharge and refuel your body. It's a game changer for you, right? Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydration you need to boost your immune system, to elevate your mood and energy level, replenish your reserves. That's what it is. The example is plugging your phone into the wall, right? Here, you get an IV of goodness. And it's safe. We're talking vitamins, nutrients, hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xeva's modern infusion suites. Relax in massage chair. Enjoy a snack while you receive your infusion in front of a flat-screen television. It's like, just disappear. It takes about 45 minutes or so. To learn more about Xeva's vitamin therapies, you got to check it out. You'll love it. Xeva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xeva. Replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back live to Park. Three Row Bench Sound. Cuz Radio with Tunis. Oh, Tunis, some days, man. You know, here's the thing. You understand about Daryl Morey, right? Now, it's amazing because I'm just talking about how one... the feeling or image of someone, right? It's just the sense you get. Like, when you listen to Daryl Morey speak, there's a bit of calmness, right? in which he speaks?
Yeah. He's like, all right, I had a plan of attack, and I did it.
Yeah, not that he's going to win it every year and all that stuff. But there's a degree as you, as the fan, that goes, yeah, I trust that dude. Like, that dude, you know, he's not going to be right all the time, but I trust him. He understands what he's doing.
Yeah, you go, all right, you know, this guy is going to execute something. He knows what's going to work. He knows what's not going to work. And he's not going to BS you when he talks. And, you know, he's confident in what he's saying.
I don't understand the messaging from Peterson.
All right, you want to hear it? I got right, both.
Let me take a step back.
All right, so I got
I'm
both.
To be fair. Because I'm borderline unfair, but there's a point where, you know, you're supposed to garner or gain trust when you hear the leader speak. Go ahead.
All right, this is the back and forth with Tim McManus that really started it all.
All right.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay, possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today.
Okay. Stop it right there.
What?
What are you saying here? What are you saying?
I'm focused right now on getting better today.
First of all,
what?
He took a 10-second pause when he was asked a question. Like, that question wasn't going to be asked. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He took a 10-second pause. And then he gave you that answer. Not today, I'm not. Oh, really?
What about tomorrow? What about Monday?
Come on, dude. Let it go. Finish it out. I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, we're looking. I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Right, Carson's starting for Monday.
Stop it.
Yes.
I don't know. No. What the hell does that mean? He said, I don't know. And then he follows it up with, no. Well, why did you say, I don't know?
Yeah. Just say, yeah.
Really? Are you a complete buffoon? Why would you say it like that? Do you know? I'm doing a nice guy in front of me right now. Why would you say, if I said to you, sir, hey, are you thinking about making a switch at quarterback on Monday night? You either go yes or no, right? Not today. Today's Wednesday. The game's Monday, right? So what are you saying? You're saying that it's in the works? I don't know.
I'm focused right now on getting better today.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, now play the last. Give me the last time, because Rob Motti once again rides in on his horse. Right?
Hey, Doug, your hesitation to answer that question about the starter on Monday is going to be overanalyzed and microanalyzed, and I know you're not paying any attention to it, but can you explain why there was a hesitation? Are you thinking about it? Has that even crossed your mind?
I think about a lot of things, Rob, and you know, the question was, you know, is Carson my starter? He's my starter. End of story. And you guys can blow it up however you want it, and that's fine. I'm focused on these team, this players,
right, stop it.
This coaching staff.
You guys can blow it up however you want it. You're the one who opened it up. Oh, God. I feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Thanks, Doug.
Can I start drinking?
There's a bar there, right?
I need to start drinking. I got to start drinking now. I can't take this. That's an idiotic. The whole news conference is stupid. Why would you answer these questions this way? So I'm sorry. I know it's just a press conference. Why would you answer these questions this way?
I do. Yeah, man, help me. I don't know. So Jeff McClain just put out an interesting tweet 3 minutes ago. I'll never forget getting the text in September 2010. The Eagles were going with Michael Vick as the starting quarterback over Kevin Cobb. The team announced it on a Tuesday at 6 p.m. Andy Reid had a news conference at the NovaCare complex 30 minutes later to explain the decision. Good times. I don't know. Is there all of a sudden Saturday when he speaks at 10:30, he's going to make a decision?
Oh, God.
2 days before the game?
Oh, this guy.
And nobody's at practice, right? So you can't see who's taking first team reps.
No. God. This franchise is a clown show,
yes.
Dude.
Yes, it is.
It's a clown show.
And he's the leader. Leader of the circus.
All right, let's get started. All right,
not
guys.
Today on Wednesday, no.
Oh, my God. Rest of the show's yours. And if somebody, I can sneak away somewhere and put a bottle in a brown paper bag. That's kind of how I feel about now. Aaron, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hello, Big A.
Hey, and I'm not even going to get to the news conference because you know how I feel.
Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
I just want to feel thankful, man. Thank you. I just want to be thankful. And I thank you and Andrew and all the sports radio for taking us away from, you know, things that's going on in the world, really. Just to have time to speak to you fellas to how we feel about some sports.
Sure.
I know it's not the biggest thing on earth, like, you know, but we enjoy it. You know what
yeah,
I mean? We have
exactly.
some stuff to enjoy. And, you know, we root for our home teams and we root, you know, we got snakes in this town that don't root for their own teams and all that. But just to come on here, man, and just to enjoy to hear you speak and Andrew and all that, you know, it's just a great thing. I'm grateful for that. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate
to you, brother.
It, my brother.
But, you know, it's not always going to be good times and, you know, the way that we live.
Of course not.
You know, we know that. Yeah. Our sports teams ain't always going to give us what we want. That's championships
yes.
and us to enjoy and everything and to speak right and say things that really goes to the heart of the fans.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't even, you know, acknowledge no more. Like Doug Peterson don't acknowledge the fans and how they feel. So I accept that by him. Okay, I'm just accept that by him. But just to hear y'all guys, man, and let us have to have our opinion to say what we feel, man, it's a blessing. It's thanks for that. You see what I'm saying? I'm getting deep today because I feel like that. I feel thankful that, you know, with these crazy times that we're living in, that we have a chance to say how we feel about our sports teams. You know, one day we might can't do that. You see what I'm saying? So
no,
it's a grateful thing. That we can do that.
I hope not, yeah. I hope
Regardless,
we can always do that. Yeah.
You know, you never know.
Yeah,
we never know that. You know what I mean? We never know that, you know, everything could come to an end. But I just enjoy, man. Just enjoy you, man.
Right.
Enjoy Andrew and everything.
I appreciate it, brother. We listen. We love you, Aaron.
But I'm going to get this and that, and I got to talk sports.
Yeah.
Because I'm so hopeful for the Sixers, man.
Yes.
We got to look at something that's bright. Sometimes you got to look. For things that's bright in this world.
Yes.
And the Sixers are a bright looking team.
Yes.
And what we can enjoy for the next couple of years and see what they're going to do. Because the Eagles are not showing us nothing right now.
Nah.
But we're supposed to enjoy them. And Doug don't understand that. See, I got to get back on Doug.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't understand that.
Oh,
that we're
I,
frustrated let, as fans.
Let's see that.
I would say no.
Okay.
No.
No. Thank you, buddy. We love you, buddy. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Tony in Jersey. Hello, Tony. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving. What's up, cuz?
How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good. Hey, cuz, this is Tito Green off Instagram.
Ah,
I talked to you.
Tito! What's happening, buddy boy? I love that name. Tito Green. I'm going to make a character out of you.
What's up, cuz?
My man.
Hey, cuz, I got a little optimism for you. I want to read some stats for you, and then I got a major question to ask you because I know you know Jeff Lurie more than rather than I do. But I want to read a couple stats to you. Two significant quarterbacks. First off, Donovan McNabb. In his fifth year, in 2003, after 0-2, after losing an NFC Championship game, a devastating game against Tampa Bay, he started the first. Seven games without throwing for over 200 yards. After making a Pro Bowl twice, okay?
Yeah.
In 2001, Peyton Manning, after having two Pro Bowl seasons prior to that,
yeah,
had a 6-10 season, and he threw 19 interceptions. And the year after that, in 02, he had a Pro Bowl year, and he threw 23 interceptions.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, franchise quarterback have bad years or so. Now, the difference is Donovan had a great defense to support him, and that kind of saved his you-know-what, which Carson doesn't. So I say that to say I support Carson. Carson is the franchise quarterback because I argue more with Eagle Carson haters than I do Cowboys fans, and there's something wrong with that. So I say that to say I'm not giving up on Carson. I think Carson is the guy. Carson is our quarterback. I can't say the same thing about Doug. So I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
What has to happen? How ugly does this season have to get for Jeff Lurie to say, you know what, Doug? I got to go get a quarterback doctor, and you're not the guy. Because I don't know. I know, realistically, I can't see
Yeah, I don't think there's a case.
Because if we don't win another game, like if we don't win the game. Like,
no, I don't think he goes. I think Schwartz is the fall guy, and I don't think he goes. I think Wentz is the fall guy. I think, you know, now if Wentz and Hurts comes in and he's not any good, then, you know. But I don't see a scenario where Peterson is replaced.
Here's the kicker to that. You go to Hurts. Now, all of a sudden, Carson's not the fall guy no more. This team stinks, cuz. It's not just, like, yeah. We all know, like, this team stinks. This defense can't stop anybody. Like, Doug's decision-making makes absolutely no sense. Like, I get Carson's got to play better. I'm not saying that he's a Pro Bowler right now. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, who does he have to rely on? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hear you. I do. I hesitate to.
Deuce Staley, Brian Westbrook. Like, who does Carson doesn't have anybody.
Yeah, I hear you. I just hesitate to go down that road because what you effectively doing is you take the onus off of Wentz.
Right.
And then you like to lose. Like, I think it's a bigger picture, too. I mean, obviously. I mean, you listen to the news conference, he doesn't know what he's doing. He really, he's lost.
He's Rich
Cotite. He's swimming.
He's Rich Cotite 2.0.
Yeah, he's Cotitan right now. Tito, listen, have a happy Thanksgiving, my brother. Blessings to you and the family.
I love you, guys.
Love you, buddy. Take it easy, Tito. I mean, listen, I think he's struggling to figure that the whole thing out. Now, I never thought he was a great offensive mind. All right? But again, he won. So, you know, well, I don't want to take that away from him, and I don't want to say it's all Frank Reich. But just looking at his game plan every week, listening to him, trying to glean something from what he says. I don't know. Do you have any faith in him?
No, I mean, he can't even just give him an easy answer. And I get it. Some people, you know, maybe have issues speaking in public. But you're a head coach in the National Football League, dude. And you know that question's coming.
Yeah, that's not an excuse. I mean, if you can be a head coach in the NFL, you can handle answering questions from Jeff McClain.
Yeah.
Right? Like, is Carson your core? Are you not, you know, whatever how you want to phrase the question.
Right.
Right? You're not thinking about that now, are you? Not today. What does that mean? All you got to do is shut it down. And then, see, this is what rankles me. Is when he says, go ahead, let's make it. You guys, go make a big deal out of it. Who's making a big deal out of it? You're the one who didn't answer the question emphatically.
And you guys can blow it up however you want it. And that's fine. I'm focused on this team, this players, this coaching staff, and the Seattle Seahawks.
God forbid. Listen to the first part. Go play the first part again. When Rob finally gets it at him again, listen to how he says it. Because he says, I don't know. And then he says, no.
What, the Rob one or the Tim one?
No, the Rob one. Even when he tries to clarify it.
I think about a lot of things, Rob. And, you know, the question was, you know, is Carson my starter? He's my starter. End of story. And you guys can blow it up however you want it. And that's fine. I'm focused on these team, these players,
all right.
This coaching staff, and the Seattle Seahawks.
But earlier he goes, I don't know. No. What? Right before that, he goes, I don't know. No. Carson's my quarterback. Hey, Drew. You want...
Say him? No. No.
Do you remember? No. But right before he goes, nah, I don't know. Like, where's Dave Chappelle at? He took the show off Netflix, which he should, because Viacom gets all the money from it. He doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why he took the show off of Netflix. And I'm on Team Dave Chappelle, because the evil Viacom...
Hey, get your bag, man.
Right? Takes all the money. Because they own the show. Legally, they own the show. So Dave Chappelle doesn't make a quarter.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's why he went and told Netflix, hey, guys, do me a favor, take the show down. Because he doesn't get a quarter from it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So you understand that. I wish Dave Chappelle would do a skit here.
Of Doug Peterson? That'd be nice.
Or the analytics. It's like he wants to sound smart. I'm smart. Here's the analytic. What do you think about 11 personnel? Well, the analytics. Dude, what is your offense? What is your own philosophies? You tell us all the time how you were a quarterback. A horrific quarterback, but yet a quarterback. Why don't you have a philosophy? What is your philosophy? What is your offense other than a dead West Coast takeoff?
Want to hear that that answer?
You're
not ready for it.
What is it, Andrew? You tell me.
The identity is analytics. That is his identity. I guarantee you he tries to go with what makes sense mathematically in a game.
But he's not...
I'm not saying that's correct. But that's
well, then you might be right. Maybe the puppet masters up in the booth are the ones really calling the shots. If he has no concept of the question other than analytics, like, what does that mean?
I know we just ran five straight plays for first downs, but it's second and seven on the 43. What's the computer say?
You ask if he's watching the game. Of course he's not watching the game. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, James.
Good morning, Anthony, Andrew.
How are you, buddy?
Been better, but I just want to touch on what Aaron said the last caller, a few callers ago. Just want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Aw, you too, my brother.
You know, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. when I leave the house, it's 97.5. You guys are my comfort zone. I appreciate everything you guys do, especially during this tough time. So I just
thanks, buddy.
Put that out there.
I mean, it's so nice to hear that. It really is. God bless you guys.
Thank you. But so, I mean, I was just more over being angry until I heard that press conference. It gets my blood boiling. I just want to smack that stupid visor off his head the way he answers these questions. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I think about a lot of things. Yeah, well, not different plays. Not plays that work. You don't think about that. You know, I almost wish that this pandemic wasn't going on for obvious reasons, but to be able to have all the press there in front of him and be able to follow up all the questions and just hammer them.
Oh, James, that would be the greatest. The greatest would be if the fans were allowed in. All right? And all you heard was, oh, my God.
I just keep repeating the questions till his head blows off. You know,
God,
I mean,
forbid.
Yeah, and I'm a full believer of Carson Wentz. He's having a tough season. I understand that. I think you need to go with him for now. And the last two games, I think you should, regardless, because by then we'll probably be out of it because we stink. And I don't really like it, but you should start the last two games
start Hurts just to see what you got.
Yeah,
you
know, listen,
maybe
I
get
can't sit here.
Head right in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, James, I respect you too much to say, to sit here and tell you that I don't have reservations about Wentz, because I do.
Of course.
I don't know. He might be done. I don't know. I'd like to get somebody to try to help him out, but I don't know. I mean, I have to actually put that as a consideration that he's just bad and will never regain whatever he had, and it's a shame, but that's still a possibility, you know? Brother,
it is.
Listen, I want you to have a blessed Thanksgiving, man. All right?
You guys, too. Be safe
Seriously,
out there.
Seriously, James, thank
have
you.
Have a Thanksgiving to your families, all right?
You too, brother. Go for it, babe. Enjoy it. You know what I mean, Tunis? I mean, I don't know that Wentz is not broken.
Yeah, he could be, but can broken be fixed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Last 3 weeks have been awful, though.
I know. I always say that because I don't want this to be a Wentz-Peterson argument. Peterson's unto himself, and Wentz is unto himself. All right, let's tell you about Parks Casino. We got a game all day tomorrow. Oh, man, thank God for football. Hopefully they play tomorrow night. And here's the beauty of Parks. I'm at the sportsbook right now. And right here, you can take it into your phone. That's right. Get that incredible sportsbook and put it right into your phone on the Parks Sportsbook app. Use the promo code Fanatic when you download it. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic and boom, you got it. That's right. You got the app. You get a risk-free bet to $500 as well. So here you go. You got college basketball tonight. Villanova, the Cats, a 9.5-point favorite over Boston College. You got the Texans, 3 over Detroit. I love Detroit tomorrow. You got Dallas, a 3-point favorite against Washington. I got a Washington lean. We'll do more a little bit later on when we talk to Brad, who's also a Parks man. You can be, too. Again, parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:30 across the Delaware Valley. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Andrew, Thanksgiving, baby. What are you doing?
I'm going to the in-laws' house. And, yeah, so it's going to be, again, you know, like we've all been saying, more of an intimate kind of thing. So I'm doing the Christie's side. We're going to her sister's house.
Are you kind of sure?
No. Her sister lives not too far from Mullica Hill, actually. Probably 15, 20 minutes away. So I don't even know. Mount Holly, maybe? I forget. I don't know what town it's called. Mount Royal. That's what it is. So I'll be there. And then Friday, we are hosting my parents at our place.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
Yeah, not a big Thanksgiving the next day, but just to see them. I haven't seen them in a while, so I'm looking forward to it.
Where does Thanksgiving rank? You got like the Uber Thanksgiving people. Like I like it.
Yeah.
But I've never been a big, like the food itself. I'm not, like I used to eat Chinese food a long time.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I was that dude. There were times growing up, you know, where I would go rock some like leftover pork lo mein.
Right.
And That's then go awesome. Get a pat steak like later on that night.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, the family used to do it up, the whole thing, but, you know, and there was not. I love the football.
That's a staple of it. No, it's great.
But I do. I used to like, you know, for my whole adult life, or your whole life, just it was always like she was just you know. I'm sad this year because we play the Turkey Bowl.
Oh yeah, are you not doing it this year?
Nah, and that stinks. You know, we probably were going to try to do it and just drink outside. Like what we would do is we take all the kids,
right?
And like we used to do it forever. I mean, years playing football. Thanksgiving, we would go down to Marconi Plaza. Right on Oregon Avenue, we would go. We play. There'd be a half dozen games going on, and we'd have our game. And then we got into this thing where we would take the kids, and then everybody who had children, we would all go, and we'd play. And then there was a bar called Stokes,
okay,
which used to be the Teddy Bear on like 16th and R, and we would go. After playing, we would go in there and do holiday cheer. And the kids would come in, they'd play darts, and then they would go get, somebody would go get McDonald's, and like they would have a little snack and all. And it sounds funny, it sounds like, but it was some of the best times.
Oh, I bet.
You know, because it's all my friends. We grew up together, and we all have family, and all the kids, and everybody would be together. And we'd have and we used to go there every year. We watched the first half of the Lions game,
right?
At the Teddy Bear.
That's awesome.
And we walk back like we'll go back to my grandmother's, and everybody would eat and do the thing. But you know, this is the first year in I don't know over a decade, more than that, that we're not doing it.
Yeah, that stinks. That stinks. I wonder how many other
rain
people's
tomorrow,
traditions.
Too. That's the problem too.
Yeah, that doesn't help. But I wonder how many other traditions are gone this year, which really stinks.
Yeah. I know. Well, I like to view it as more of a postponement, right?
Yeah. No, that's true. That's a good point. You can always
we'll
do it another
time.
We'll
get back to it next year.
But Thanksgiving rivals Christmas for me. It really does, just because Christmas is such a wild time. You know, my birthday's right before it, right? So it's like that entire week is kind of just like all over the place. So Thanksgiving has always been kind of a onesie because it was always at my parents' house growing up, and my grandma was always there, so that was always cool. And you know, I use it as a sport. I would not eat all day and then just see how much I could eat.
Yeah. No,
and I'll do it again tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah. Oh,
are
100%.
You doing all the normal stuff, the turkey and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with the turkey. I love the turkey. I'm seeing Natalie put out a tweet that there's apparently turkey slander out there. Who's ripping the turkey?
I'm not a turkey man.
Like, don't get me wrong. The best parts about Thanksgiving are the stuffing and the mashed potatoes. I'm anti-cranberry sauce. I think that might be the worst thing in the world other than Peeps. So out on cranberry sauce, but I'm a big turkey man.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
listen, I think it's awesome. I think it's I don't do any of that stuff. Turkey, stuffing.
You're out on the stuffing.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff.
Come on. And then, of course, you know me. The day after Thanksgiving is a holiday for me.
Why? Football? College football?
No. Leftovers. And everything's cold.
Ew.
Dude, oh, my God.
Cold turkey?
Oh, my God. Do a cold turkey sandwich? I'll put the mashed potatoes and the stuffing in between two pieces of white bread with cold turkey.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I will slightly warm up, because the only thing that I won't eat cold is the gravy the next day, because it literally, we want to talk about gelatin, right? Like, I'll eat the cold General Tso the next day, but the gravy the next day.
Gelatinous gravy you like?
No. That's the only thing I'll warm up, but not like hot. I'll warm it up so that at least it's liquidy again.
Yeah. All right.
And then I'll dip the sandwich right in. No, dude, it's delicious.
Advertising.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving itself is all right, but Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, huge day for me.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah. Usually by then, I'm looking for something, order a pizza.
I get two Thanksgivings, man, hot and cold.
That's amazing for you. What are you going to do? You're going to host your parents, so you'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday probably, right?
Yeah, probably.
You'll be all ready to go.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
See, I'm a Christmas man. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, I love the holidays. Don't get me wrong.
I'm an Eve guy. I love Eve.
I miss, like, holidays. 10 years ago were so much better because, you know, my grandma was still living at her house, right? So we always did Christmas Eve at my grandmom's house. And then the next day, when my parents still lived in Mullica Hill, we used to have all the neighbors over for the Christmas night party. And I would get sloshed, you know, no matter what age I was. It was a good time. And now, you know, now they're down the shore. Grandma's living in my uncle's house, so it's, you know, it's changed a little bit.
It does. Like, here's the thing that I've realized, since being a little bit older than you. You have two waves of the holidays, right? It's pre-kids. It's, you're a kid.
Yeah.
Then you're, you know, kind of grow out. You distance yourself from it a little bit. Doesn't feel the same. And then when you have kids, it's like the greatest thing again. So having kids allows you to be a kid.
Yes.
So it's funny because I remember exactly how you feel, where you go, yeah, I'm not the biggest holidays. You know, if you're 25 and you're rolling around, whatever, you know, it's more disruption, right? You know, it's calm, it's family.
Yeah.
And then when you have kids, and you'll know this when you do, it's different. It's like, wow, it's awesome. And you see their eyes and you do all the stuff and you watch all the shows. Like, my kids all like the
Elf. The Elf, the Grinch.
The Elf, the Grinch, Home Alone, what's the other one? Shoot Your Eye Out, the Santa Claus.
I'm a big Santa Claus stuff. Man.
Yeah. With what's his name? What's his face?
Yeah, the drug dealer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever his name is.
Right, right, right.
Not Tom Hanks, the other guy, the other right. Buzz Lightyear.
Right, right.
Tim Allen.
Right.
Tim Allen,
right.
There it is.
Right, right, right. So anyway, you'll.
Yeah, I mean, I still love the holidays. My wife really gets into it, so that kind of keeps that keeps me going.
Yeah, like, I dig that.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when it's, but see, to me, the only down is I'm a social person, right?
Yeah.
It's like this year. Like, I love being at parks and we're here every week. But I miss my Reading Terminal as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was talking about that this morning with the wife.
And it's packed and people getting their stuff and then we're doing a holiday cheer. You know, I like people. I love people, actually. I love hanging out with people.
Yeah.
And so that's why these holidays, I can't wait to get through this, get this vaccine, and then be done.
That'd be nice.
Let's get back to normal.
2 years ago today, I fell asleep on the train and missed the stop.
Oh, that was fun, dude. We had a great day.
Damn right we did.
How bad are we? Were Molly Malloy's after?
Yeah. And remember, you had me like compete with Jamie eating. You know, Jamie and I, a little bit different size.
Yes.
I still won the battle.
You did well.
Damn right I did.
Yeah, I was impressed.
And then I drank and then I fell asleep on the train.
Yeah, it was great. All right, let's talk to our friends. Let's run through it. Tony is in Missouri. Hello, Tone. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, cuz. It's Tommy, but no
oh,
big
I'm
deal.
Sorry, Tommy.
No, you're good. You're good.
I did see
like
the screen.
What the previous callers were saying, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you, the Chunis, you know, and everyone at the station. Hope you guys are well during this time. I got a bad Chunis with the sandwiches on Friday.
Those damn right.
You're a cold man, too? You do the cold?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So to cheer you up before I get to my Eagles point, you guys are kind of like a little bit of an inspiration for a career move. You guys did your summer shore way back in May, and you were talking about the beach and the boardwalk and everything along those lines. And like growing up, in Jersey, like, you know, I miss all having that. So as I'm starting to start my family, I was like, you know what? It was like a sign. I was like, I got to start, you know, trudging back east and, you know, kind of making a little bit of a career switch to, get the kids to the boardwalk on a yearly basis.
Really? So, that's awesome.
Yes,
so
you're
sir. Coming so, home, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, still about a month or two away from making the final switch.
Kind of waiting, you, for
buddy. Kind of waiting for the seasons to finish up with my current gig. But once my obligations are done here, I'm headed back east.
Hey, congratulations, brother!
That's thank awesome, you, thank
dude.
You.
I'm proud of you. That's fun. That's great.
Yes, sir. So. To get to my Eagles point, honestly, I kind of want to resolve Carson from all his, you know, quote-unquote sins from the season after hearing Doug in that press conference. I've just like never heard a guy sound so or be so incompetent between, you know, the way he addresses the media, the way he calls his games, the way he coaches. It's like he never knows if he's either listening to a following his quote unquote play chart or one of the seven voices in his headset when it comes to calling his plays. And then, you know, listening to him today throughout the press conference, he's talking about, you know, I don't want to create any distractions. Like, I'm focusing on the Seahawks. I got to put this team in a great position to win. And then he musters up all this, like, negative energy and all this chaos around the words surrounding the quarterback and him not backing him. And it's just, I don't know, I've just never seen some or been around someone who literally has no awareness of what he's doing and how he backs himself into a corner constantly.
And here's the thing. The media, like, trust me, I worked in New York, all right? And I worked in New York in the 90s. And these dudes were sharks and piranhas. They weren't giving lifelines to coaches. They used to come in for the attack. Like, these guys would tear them apart.
Saving his can numerous times.
Dude, they were all defensive, like, they were all prosecutors coming in. Well, wait a second. You said just a moment ago, these guys were sharks.
Yeah, he doesn't know how good he has it with
the he doesn't.
He's Rob Motti saved his back, what, twice? Three times?
Yes.
Like, it's unbelievable.
I know. So. I know. Hey, listen, man, more importantly, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Tone. And I'm really excited for your move, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Happy holiday.
Take it easy.
I'm really excited he likes the cold sandwich the next day.
There you go.
See?
Dude, seriously, these dudes in New York, they were sharks.
Oh, my God,
piranhas.
I bet.
Piranhas.
Yep.
What? And it was elevated. They used to go after Pat Riley. Like, Pat Riley is Pat Riley, all right? They would go after Parcells. Like, really good, competent coaches, great coaches. And these dudes would go after him.
Meanwhile, you got Rob Motti saving his rear end.
Like, he's got no concept of, like a hard meeting. It's different today. First of all, it's on Zoom, right? Second of all, guys, it's a softer, and I don't say this in a bad way, but it's softer, it's more... I mean, it's like society itself, right? It's not as harsh. It's not as open sore, right? Like, I'm serious. These dudes would, when they pounced, I mean, they were all prosecutors and defense attorneys.
It's not that tough.
He would last 30 seconds in New York as a coach. Carm, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Carmen.
Clap your hands, everybody. We got our guy and Maxie. I talked to you 2 weeks ago before the draft, cuz, and I brought up I didn't understand why most teams don't draft at least one Kentucky player every year.
Yes, you did, baby.
And yet the Sixers finally did it.
How about it? How about your boy, D. Morey? Are you part of the Morey Mafia?
I am for sure. The team, I mean, they're coming together. I think with Doc Rivers and the way that he does pick and roll and not a traditional point guard, I think the mixture this year with different guys running point, but when Ben's not in the game, I think the movement will be good. Howard is our backup center. I think we're missing one little key bench piece still, but I think that down the line with the trade deadline and things like that, once we see what kind of team we have, I think it'll be a much better movement all around.
Yes, and it's funny because when he was on, I brought that up to him, and there's so much more maneuverability you have at the trade deadline, and he was right. I mean, think about how smart that answer is. Like, when you're thinking about executives, and he says, yeah, I didn't want to use all of my bullets before the season. Now, doesn't that make sense?
Of course. It makes a lot of sense,
right?
For the team.
When he was asked the question, he didn't hem and haw. He just said, Yeah, well, you know, I don't really like to use all my bullets up in the like before the season. I think it's smarter to allow some maneuverability. Now, how hard is that?
Right. With the cap space that they cleared up, I mean, even with Josh Richardson, we knew we weren't going to be able to pay him. He's a good player. I liked him, what he did with the team. But I just ultimately, we weren't going to be able to pay him.
Well, I don't even think he fit from a – because he was so much of a mid-range guy, you just need somebody to stretch the floor. They had spacing issues. So I think he was smart in that no matter what he did, he wanted to fix spacing. And he did. He got two guys that could shoot the three in Green and Curry. And, you know, you got rid of two mid-range guys in Horford and Richardson, so you fixed the spacing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, Joe coming off the bench, the, you know, our late second round pick, I think he'll be another good asset to us down the line. You know, I think that we got this year's draft was one of the better ones. I don't think we reached at any level and trying to overvalue players. We got the best available, the most athletic possible.
I agree. My brother.
You know,
I
just
want
to say, Cuz, I appreciate all you and Chunis and the 97.5 team, and I wish you the happiest Thanksgiving.
Hopefully
baby. Next year we're back to the routine of me calling on Thanksgiving, and you're at a Reading Terminal Market eating food, some cold sandwiches with the tuna.
Yeah, baby.
You know, the only thing that sucks is I couldn't come up there this year. You know, it's my first year not being home with the family because of the COVID, so I'm stuck down here in Florida. Can't come up for the holidays.
I hear you, brother. Listen, be safe, man. Thank you, Carm. It's tough. My father's, you know, he can't come up.
Yeah, it stinks.
It sucks. He's, you know, he's locked in Florida. He's with you, too, by the way. He said, I'm with the Chunis. I love my cold turkey sandwich.
Oh, it's amazing. It's fantastic.
He used to always be like, what's the matter with you?
Oh, my God. You must have been a terror. You know, what do you mean you don't eat eggs?
Let's talk Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Yes. Street Road, Ben Salem. Right here. We're here. I'm looking at the sports book. In front of me, I got the sports book sheets. Yes. Right here. I'm looking at them. Look at this. Let's look at tomorrow. So, you got Lions are catching three at home against Houston. Dallas giving three to Washington. Steelers up to 4.5 against Baltimore. Let's look at the Birds. They're still catching 5.5. But we got college football on Friday. We got college basketball tonight, including Villanova. So, download that Park Sportsbook app. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio Chunis hanging on Thanksgiving Eve Day. Always fun in the Delaware Valley. Be with your family. Beautiful stuff. Andrew.
Yes.
What's the poll of the day, my friend?
Oh, yes, we do have a poll. By the way, I want to just mention Saturday's Temple-Cincinnati game has been canceled. Both schools having issues with COVID. So I just wanted to throw that one out there. Anyway, poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. Only the hardest hitting poll of all time
can be found on @975middays. The question, do you rock with the leftover cold turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving? 68%, Anthony, go with yes. 23% say no, I'll heat it up. And 9% say they eat enough on Thursday. Dan responds with the perfect tweet. I look forward to the leftover sandwich more than the actual Thanksgiving meal. It just hits different, and I completely agree.
All right.
What do you think?
No, it's good. Listen, I'm a big, hey, whatever makes you happy type of person.
Yeah, of course, man.
You know what I mean?
Whether it makes you psycho or not.
Go for it. Nah, I just know something. There's such thing as psycho.
By the way, Carson spoke today.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And they brought up the, sort of Doug Peterson back and forth about starting on Monday. So you want to hear what Carson said?
Let me hear it.
Yeah, no, I mean, we haven't really had that conversation. And quite frankly, you know, I'm preparing the same. I'm the same, and I'm approaching the week, attacking the week, and going to do everything I can to be ready for Monday night.
A man just says everything you need to say. Isn't that just perfect?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, dude. I'm kind of tired of him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I really am. I like the kid a lot, all right? But I'm tired of the Richie Cunningham. Bop, bop, bop.
Like, so what, did you want him to say more so like, I'm going to prove to everyone that I'm the starting quarterback?
I want
Augusto.
I want something a little more assertive. Like, I want him to be mad. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong.
It's not him. It's not him, and he's never going to change.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I like I'm pissed off. I want to. Listen. I'm working hard. I don't know. You get my point. My point is, it's all eyewash anyway. It doesn't really matter. It's like I feel bad. See, the Peterson thing is different because he's in charge.
Right.
He's got to give you the feeling that everything's okay. That's what leaders do. Right? A good president, a good, you know, CEO of a company, they allay your fears. That's their role.
Yeah, Doug's making you think that everything's about to crumble.
Well, he's got no concept. None. On how to be. He's got not, like, he's silly. Like, he almost made a quarterback controversy.
Right. On his own.
Who does that? Like, really, who does that? If you didn't hear it, you might as well play the two cuts.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
Okay. Possibly for Monday?
I'm focused right now on getting better today.
Okay.
I mean, we're looking. I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
Carson's your starter for Monday.
Yes. I think about.
Hey, Doug, your hesitation to answer that question about the starter on Monday is going to be overanalyzed and microanalyzed, and I know you're not paying any attention to it. But can you explain why there was a hesitation? Are you thinking about it? Has that even crossed your mind?
I think about a lot of things, Rob. And, you know, the question was, you know, is Carson my starter? He's my starter. End of story. And you guys can blow it up however you want it. And that's fine. I'm focused on these team, these players, this coaching staff, and the Seattle Seahawks.
All right.
Thanks, Doug. We can blow it up any way we want,
Ant. All right, that's it. I just didn't want people to tune in and they go, what are you talking about now? Right?
Yeah, exactly. What stupidity did Doug Peterson show?
So that's what I'm talking about.
Well, by the way, so thanks for that, because that's your show recap, which is brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Dietz and Watson and family-owned Heritage's Dairy Stores who make their hoagies with premium Dietz and Watson meats and cheeses. To find the area's best hoagies, visit DietzandWatson.com.
All right, let me go to Mike. Hello, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys. Shunas, Cuz, how you living?
All right. You know, not bad. I'm counting down the happy hour.
Yeah, I hear you on that one, brother. So a couple things, because I know you say you're having a rough day. I remember a few months ago how hopeless I felt with the Sixers after they got swept and how terrible it looked, and we didn't know what was going to happen. I know our outlook on the Eagles is bad, but just know it could take one thing like that, and all of a sudden the franchise goes the other way. So I don't want to just bury the team like they're dead. It'll happen between now and obviously next season. But I watched that press conference, man, and I'm telling you, he had me, like, he answered that question the way it looked like Floyd Mayweather trying to read. Like, I don't know what he's talking about, where he's coming from with all these analogies, with analytics. It's like Barkley said, you got to have a feel for the game with analytics. It can't just be all analytics. He has no feel. He has no
touch. A buzzword. The analytics? It's like, dude, well, what's your offense? What's your philosophy? Don't give me analytics. He goes, I like 12 personnel. I like 13 personnel. I like 11 personnel. What the hell is that? That's the most idiotic answer ever.
And you know what's crazy? You look at, let's say, a parallel guy who got drafted similar time, coach got employed similar time. Look at what Sean McVay's done with Jared Goff. We thought Jared Goff was like dead and buried. They were 8-8, got blown out by the Cowboys. This year, Sean McVay adjusted, realized what his quarterback is good at, which is play action, doesn't put him in uncomfortable situations, and now the Rams look like a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
And here we are with this guy, just no adjustments. Like, ever since he won the Super Bowl, you know, wrote that book, Fearless, whatever the hell he called it, and, you know, it's like he's living on his own high, and now his media answers, like, nobody can tell him nothing.
Fearless.
And you got to be like, you got to be able to take feedback. Like, as a leader, you got to be able to, like, take feedback from different places, be willing to take that feedback and go with it. And it just doesn't seem like he wants to do that. And it's maddening.
Brother? I don't know that he's even capable. Like, I start to wonder if he's, if, I mean, I'm going to be real. I question the whole thing.
I agree.
I do. I question the whole thing.
I started looking at other teams because this team's just unbearable to watch. And a guy, if we had to bring in a replacement, take a look at Brian Daboll over in Buffalo and what he's done for Josh Allen, who threw 53% accuracy in his first season. He's up to 70% in his third, and they look like a Super Bowl contender too. And that guy calls the perfect game plan for his guy, never puts him in an uncomfortable spot, adjusts based on his personnel. Like you need guys like that, young guys
with
good minds. It just doesn't seem like Doug just feels stubborn. And it's just like, you know, I won, so you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, it's true. And he did, and, you know, so whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, we'll bear it out and everything like that. Just want to give a quick shout-out to Chunas. Chunas' family, by the way. He's married to my cousin Christy, so I'll be seeing him at Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude, what's up, man?
I didn't know this was him.
What's up, bro?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I usually don't call because I don't like waiting, but golly, that press conference, man, I would rather participate in wife swap with O.J. Simpson than have this guy as my coach anymore. This guy's just terrible, man. I can't.
Thank you,
I have enough. You know what?
You're crazy. I love it. Mikey, have a great Thanksgiving, right? Best to the family,
too,
man.
Absolutely. Christy's happy holidays.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
Great. Take care.
Oh, that's great. Look at that, Andrew.
I love Mike. I didn't know that was him.
He sounds like a fun guy.
Oh, my God, dude. He's the best.
Oh, that's cool.
He's the best.
Christy's cousin, your wife's cousin. That's fantastic.
That's great. Happy he called.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Let me go to my man in Hawaii. That's right, Scotty, our regular Hawaii correspondent. Hello, Scotty. How's life in paradise?
You know, I didn't think it'd be easy to be miserable in paradise, but thanks to Doug and Hallie, I am miserable out here. Listening to him talk and watching that team construction and then piled on with Carson's horrible quarterback play just leaves this horrible taste in my mouth. Almost as bad as the cold turkey with mashed potatoes and stuffing on white bread, which I skeeved.
Don't you dare slander delicious meals like that.
Want to vomit all over the place.
See, here's the thing about that sandwich that sounds gross. White bread and turkey, right? Cold turkey. That sounds like
heaven. Sounds like heaven.
Like,
no, it doesn't.
Like dry and gummy.
It doesn't
sound appealing at all.
Yeah.
It's like watching Wentz from third down.
I hear you, brother.
And I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. This is to encapsulate the Eagles as an organization. The arrogance they carry themselves with, from the owner to the personnel Napoleon to the head coach. Yeah, I appreciate they won a Super Bowl in 17, but my God, I mean, they think they reinvented the game. And I just.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. There's a bit of that. You're not lying. There's a bit of that.
Listen, I know the quarterback has not played well. I get it. He's broken. But what's the coach done to fix him? Honestly, it's a real honest question that nobody seems to want to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what would you trust Doug to fix?
His truck when he leaves town? God. I don't trust him. I guess if he gave up his play calling to somebody competent, maybe he could fix something, because yeah. I don't think he's... So I think he's too tunnel vision.
He is, and he's a major issue in that the problem, you can't... Anybody who's worth a salt offensively, who's a coach, isn't going to come here unless they're in charge and calling plays.
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's why they lost that guy from USC.
Grant Harrell, yeah.
Because he wanted to come in and call his own plays and admit it. But I guess my bigger question is, will the owner do what needs to be done at the end of the season when they don't make the playoffs?
It's like he got so burnt by Chip Kelly because Chip Kelly told them all to sit in the corner. And not that, you know, again, he was right. But
Chip was 100% right.
Right, but he also had his own flaws, right?
Yeah, sure,
Here's the problem. I think Jeffrey got so burnt by Chip Kelly that he went completely the opposite, which is a guy that he can control.
Yeah, you got the other guy running the muck of personnel, and you think about what he's done, they might have five players show for his time as running things that are worthwhile. And the rest of the team is just not.
I know.
Bad contracts.
What's on Thanksgiving in Hawaii?
You got 85. It's sunny. Eating outside.
Oh,
first time.
On the lanai.
Awesome.
Do you have a lanai?
Yeah, on the lanai. Oh, yeah, got the whole spread. Cheers. Oh. I'll make you feel better. My wife loves your cold turkey on white bread with the mashed potatoes and stuff.
She's got a good palate.
Feel better.
She's got
yeah,
a good palate.
She does. She does. I don't. She does. I'm like Anthony. Yeah. A little bit of turkey, I'm good. Other than that, I'm done. It's enough for me.
Have a great
day. Hey, I hope you guys have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too, Scotty boy. Take it easy.
You know, Doug would be an awful, like, wingman, now that I think about it.
Wingman?
Or not, like a friend. Like, let's say you're dating someone, right? And you were supposed to go over, like, the parents' house for Thanksgiving, but instead, you kind of went out drinking the night before, right? And then she calls Doug and goes, Doug, was Andrew out drinking with you guys all night last night? And, you know, he's supposed to tell the lie.
Okay, yeah, we're looking. I don't know. I mean, I would say no.
That's what Doug would do. I go, yo, bro.
That's awesome.
Bro, just a simple no would be nice.
How do you screw that up? Dude, how do you screw that question up?
Yo, Doug, my girlfriend's going to call you later. I told her I was out with you.
Dude, it's the dumbest thing ever. McManus says, hey, Doug, you're not thinking that, right? When it comes to quarterback. Here's the end. Nah, Tim, I'm not. Instead, he goes, not today. Like, I don't know if he was trying to be a wise ass, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, but not today. And then he goes, what do you mean, not today? Not what about the game's Monday? Well, not today, not Friday, or whatever he said.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go, what? And then he followed up and he goes, I don't know. No. Quarterback. Oh, my God. And then he wants to turn around the media. I love the fact. Here's a dude who goes, I don't listen to the radio. I don't read the print media. But somehow he said that the media makes up Jason Kelce. What wants him out of here?
Yeah, what the hell was that? I don't know.
He's such a clown.
People love Jason Kelce in these conferences.
Seriously, he's an idiot in these news conferences. I don't listen, but then in the same breath, he tells you that the media wants Jason Kelce to move on. And the one before that, he says, oh, it's all about the coach and the quarterback. Duh, it's football. That's why you make a lot of money, a lot more money than you should ever make in your life. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Yeah.
Can't take it.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Listen, all right? I'm not splitting an atom anytime soon. I'm not. But I can't take incompetency playing out in front of my eyes. And if you
I would say this dude is completely
incompetent, at least to address you as a fan. As a fan. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what he does behind closed doors. All I know is what I see on Sundays and how he addresses us. Does that instill confidence in you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Dude, it's a mess.
Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brian.
What's going on, cuz? It's been a minute, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
Oh, man, I'm just so thankful, you know. I'm thankful that Sunday's my birthday and that the Eagles aren't actually going to play on Sunday. They're playing on Monday, so I don't got to be disappointed. I swear.
Happy birthday, boy.
There's no leadership, man, in this locker room from the front office to the players, man. There's no leadership. Nobody has heart. It's just like they're tiring. I'm exhausted watching the Eagles because
I feel the same way, but I don't know if they don't have leadership, right? I don't know that. I don't know that to be like I got to think about it. I don't know if they have a plan, right? I don't think they're rudderless. Like, I don't think they're quitters. I don't think that. I don't think they lack heart. I don't believe that. I believe that the quarterback is a complete mess, and they don't have a plan.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, the Eagles have been so bad because my buddy's been betting against them since week two, and he's up like $600 this year.
I can't. You know, it sucks. Oh, man, it sucks.
Oh, man. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Take care, guys.
See you, brother. Take it easy. Chewies, we got hoops on now. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's a couple 12:30 tips, right?
Wow. Oh, this is awesome, dude.
It's exciting.
We got college ball during the day. Bill Mobes tonight.
9:30, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good tip. 9:30 tip? I'm in on that.
Not as many people are going to be whacked out of their minds today. So watch the Wildcats.
Yeah, no, I love, thank God for sports.
Yeah, I miss the bar. I miss going to a bar so much.
What are you doing hockey, man?
January. That's all I can give to you.
Yeah, I ask you every day. For an update.
There hasn't been a single update.
How come there's no update?
I don't know, man. Right. That story where it said if, that scared me.
Yeah.
There'll be one.
All right. We'll come back in just a moment. Lots to get to. All your calls, having some fun now. And trying to figure out, do they have a plan? Buzz Radio with that man, the Chunis, right here. Thanksgiving Eve on The Fanatic. Oh, let's talk about Parks Casino. You got to let me know, buddy. All right, Parks Casino. We're here right now. I'm looking around. I look back, and there it is. The sports book. It's right to the back of me. And I got all the sheets over here, all the good stuff. Don't forget, coming up at 1:10, we'll talk to Brad Feinberg, the betting analyst, and he's a big Parks man, so we'll talk to Brad about some of the Thanksgiving games. And we were talking about the college hoops. So here's the deal. College hoops, if you want to check it out, you all day long today, just go download the app, and you can just relax, have some fun, bet a couple bucks on the games, and enjoy yourself. ParksCasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic and a risk-free bet to $500. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Promo code Fanatic. You get a risk-free bet to $500. The website has all the details. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12:30 across the Delaware Valley, Thanksgiving Eve. You get the hoops on?
Oh, in here? Yeah. I still got the old sports. I don't really watch much TV during the show.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I didn't know if he had it on his background. A little background basketball. I find the role of basketball is my happy place.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know, I'll seek it out.
And the Sixers will definitely cheer you up this year.
Yes, they will.
Should I go McNeese State, Nebraska, or Oakland at Xavier?
Go X, man.
All right. They're up big, though, so it might not be worth watching.
Nah, X is good.
All right, I'll watch them. They're up 44-12.
Holy moly. 44-12?
Did you bet? Did you take Xavier on that one and the points?
Missed that one there, my man.
Oh, man. What's wrong with you?
Do you guys, like, what's your Thanksgiving tradition? Like, will you, like, when you're over Christie's family, will you guys watch television, like a movie? You watch the games, right? But you watch a movie. Sometimes you're
just No, it's just football.
It's just football?
Yeah, so we've been alternating each year. Fortunately, you know, it's great that my parents and her parents are close, and my siblings and her siblings are close, so we've been all together. Now, this year, obviously, we're not going to be all together this year, but the last couple of years, we've alternated between houses, whether it's my parents down the shore or her parents down the shore or her sister's house. So we've been at different places every year, but it's been families alternating every single year. Unfortunately, we're just not doing that this year, but it's always just been football and eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the typical guys going to the one room, and girls are in the other. Yeah, it's the, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What's typical. That like? What will you drink tomorrow? You drink beer, wine?
I'll go like whiskey because the beer will fill me up before dinner. But I'm doing the show. I'm in for you on Friday, right? So I'm gonna end up. We were thinking about spending the night at our sister's house, but we'll probably just make the trip back. So I should not be drinking whiskey if I'm driving back. So I'll have a few beers.
You should stay over, man. Just go over in the morning.
Yeah, but then I got to bring the dog and this whole thing.
That's all right. Who cares? For yourself. Bye. You don't have to worry about anything. Be comfortable. Let's go to Hassan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hassan, what's up, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, man. Same to you, man. You and Tunis, man. Thumbs up on that turkey sandwich, Tunis.
Damn right.
I don't need the mashed potatoes and stuff in order, though. Just the turkey, a little mayo, and, you know. Hey, but listen, Ann, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
man. You remember going down the shore as a kid? You remember when they had the rods and all that stuff down there?
Yeah. Wildwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember the rod they had called the Hellhole?
Yes. Somebody died in it, right? I don't know if that was a... Now, listen, maybe that was like a wives' tale, but I remember
Yeah,
that.
Because I remember it was like, you know, you put your back up against the wall and then spin around and fast, the floor drop and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we should get a Baxter and put it at the bottom and hope to fry him out first and just let Doug drop in it and just take him on. I'm so sick of hearing this dude, man. This dude, because it's like, he doesn't know how to, like, you ever had what your mom had? Remember, what was that? Risky Business.
Yes.
Or something, and the guy knocked down his vase.
That's
and it cracked. Yeah, and it's to the point, like, is it fixable where you can piece it back together and hope your mom never notices the crack? Or is it just to the point where it's so shattered you just have to throw it out?
It's the truth. Stop roughhousing. Stop roughhousing.
Yeah. Oh,
they used to go nuts.
You know, because I heard Dick Vermeil the other day on TV, and I don't know if it was Jeff Traversky or Jamie Putty was asking about taking cart, and he's like, no, you should never take out your starter and all of that. At what point do we have to continuously watch or hear the same thing over and over again about him not getting better? And like, what's like, I mean, I don't understand that.
No, because here's the problem. He's a horrible manager of, like, he's got no idea how to fix it, right? See, what he should do is he should, you got to tell Wentz, you got to put Wentz on notice, right? And you got to do it publicly. You got to say, hey, Carson, listen, I need a game out of you. And you got to put him, you got to put his feet to the fire a little bit. Because everything that sounds like is that he's got issues, but there's also practice issues. There's a lot of stuff going on. And
Right.
You got to be decisive, man. You're going through a storm, right? You got to be the steward. In fact, that's my point. If you're on a ship and you're in the middle of the Pacific and there's a storm coming and you got to ride out the storm and you got to hope the engines don't fail. Well, you want Doug Peterson riding out the storm?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm just so, like, lost that I don't understand nothing he says anymore. It's like, listening to the press conference, it's like, I mean, is this all we have to look forward to with him here? Or, like, man, it's just, like, depressing. Like, I'm so elated that, you know, Mario's here and Rivers, that hopefully now we got something to look forward to with other teams because they suck. So does the Phillies. It's like, man, what's going on with these owners?
I know.
At what point does Lurie come downstairs and say something?
Yes. Yes.
No, but yeah, listen, man, you and Tunis, man, y'all have a great Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday. And after today, Friday, Tunis, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to eat me a cold turkey sandwich, man.
Yeah. Without a doubt, brother. I love it, man. Thanks, Hassan. Appreciate it, my man.
All the good palates are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Cold turkey sandwich the next day. It's delicious.
I'm happy you enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, I get joy out of the way you speak about it. The way you and Hassan talk about it makes me, like, I look at it, I go, wow, I like hearing that.
Because you know I am looking forward to something.
Yes.
2 days from now.
Yes. See, I want everybody to be happy.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You're good, man.
Whatever, like, makes you happy. If that cold turkey sandwich makes you happy, then enjoy it.
See, I'm getting mixed reviews on something I put out on social media.
What did you do?
So you heard my excitement during one of the commercial breaks. I did I bought the bag of Smart Food, and two bags came out, and so I was eating the Smart Food. And I'll admit something to you, Ant, and this will add to my psycho nature when it comes to food. My favorite part about the bag of chips or the bag of popcorn is the end when it's the little crumbs.
Okay.
Because there's more, to me, there's more flavor. Because all, you know, it's all over the place now.
Right.
So I think chip companies, and I'll take a lifetime supply if they go with my idea, should create a bag of just the crumbs. Fill it to the brim.
Awesome. That's a Costanza move right there.
Fill it to the brim. There's no air. There's too many bags with too much air in them nowadays, especially the vending machine bags. It's all air.
But you just want crumbs.
Yeah.
So you want a bag of crumbs.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't want to have to crumb it up myself because then I'm going to pop the bag. It's going to go all over the place.
You want a bag of Eagles coaching stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously, you want a bag of crumbs.
Yeah.
I don't like the crumbs. I like the nice fat chip.
You like the fat chip? No, I'm a big fan of the end of the bag. The only problem is it's the end of the bag, so you're done. But the crumbs, like the Dorito crumb.
Now, I thought one of the great items was the pretzel shells.
Like, oh, well, yeah, because you don't like the dough.
Right. Like, that made sense to me. With just the pretzel shells. And not the full pretzel.
Was that discontinued?
No, they still have those things.
Oh, like, they?
Yeah.
Did you ever like something that got discontinued?
That's a great question. I got to think about it.
There was a soda that I loved as a kid. I don't drink much soda anymore, like really at all.
The RC? Did you say that?
Nah, I do like the RC. I think that's still around. Okay. But it was called Vault Soda. And it was kind of like Mountain Dew,
but I didn't like the taste of Mountain Dew. It was very similar to it. The only problem is, like, apparently there was too much, like, energy stuff inside it. It wasn't an energy drink.
It made you heart palpitate.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was drinking, like, they had it. I remember they had it out of the machine at Wawa. So I would get, like, the 32-ounce Vault. V-A-U-L-T.
Yeah, wow, that's funny. I've never even heard of it.
I loved it. I used to get it all the time. And then it got discontinued. And you read up on stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah. It was kind of an energy drink, but not labeled as an energy drink.
And I was like
12.
Yeah, well, you know that's all you need. At 12 years old is Vault.
I remember looking it up a few years ago. There's people on eBay that have, like, full cases of it still.
Are you serious?
I was like, I wonder how that would taste.
How'd that do for your
years
teeth?
Years later. They're still in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Knock on wood. I don't have any cavities yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Got one baby tooth left.
All right. No, but the if you drink enough Vault or...
Oh, that'd be terrible for you.
I remember... Yeah, never mind. That's a bad look. If you drink too much of that stuff.
Yeah. Won't be good. Won't be good for the teeth.
Let's go to Damon in West Philly. Big Dame. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on? Tunis, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your family, man.
What's up, Dame?
Oh, man. First of all, Tunis, I'm with you with the crumbs, man. I like the crumbs, like, especially
you're
the end
of
some
cheese popcorn.
Damn right. Yeah, the end of some cheese popcorn. Dude, I love it. Yeah, it's funny you said that.
Oh, but, I like the half pop kernel. That's a fine item.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, man. Because, you know, our lives are parallel with one another. Growing up in Philly, we both in New York at the same time, didn't know each other until getting back. And so I remember those days when I was at NYU, they were going at Pat Riley and my man from the Giants, you know.
Parcells.
Like, and listen to that station up there, man.
But the newspapers were treacherous, man.
Yeah, they were brutal, man. They would make the cover. Like us, they would make the cover on the post and all that. It was crazy,
man. Those dudes. But the news conferences were crazy because they would just grill them. Like, there was no, hey, Jug, I'm going to give you a bailout here. All right? Yeah. I'm going to bail you out. You know, and again, listen, I think it's nice that, you know, but if he did that in New York back in the day, he would get skewered.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. And, you know, so, to my point, right? So, once again, I'm watching the Colts and the Packers last week, and I'm watching the offense move. But I'm watching these quarterbacks around the league get the ball out, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying to myself, we as fans, you as media, Tunis, and we're not asking for much. If we're seeing a guy rolling out and that's working in his favor, you do more of that. And then you have him get rid of the ball. But here's the problem, cuz, and you've been around enough sports to know this. The way you play is the way you practice. Yes, we're talking about practice. He is practicing this way, and this is why it's translating to this play on the field. Yeah. Because you're 11 games in now, 10 games in or whatever, and this is the same thing. He's practicing like that, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves to allow that to go on. Every last one of them, from Doug on down, should be ashamed of themselves to allow this man to practice like that. Can't tell me any different. No, I'm not down there. I don't have any inside. Right, I'm telling you, I know that to be the case. And he continues.
Listen, I mean, you're right when it comes to your habits and, you know, what you see on a weekly basis. It does. It looks sloppy.
Yeah, man. And I'm at the point, I'm sad to say, cuz 10% of me cares now, 90% doesn't. Like, I'm going to watch the games tomorrow. You know,
family.
Yeah, you
always care, right.
But it's just like, come on, man. Give me something better. So, on that note, real quick, I'm liking that. Like, great interview with Mari, man. I'm looking forward to the Sixers. I told my wife, because she's a Sixers fan. She's like, I can't wait. I said, babe, the season starts the 22nd training camp next week. She's like, I can't wait. And so that's something to look forward to. But, cuz, before I go, I got to ask you this question.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tunis knows this about you. So we've been rocking for close to 20 years.
Yeah.
And around Thanksgiving, you were cringe. And I asked that because this is before a little aunt, a mouse was born. You were cringe when it came to Thanksgiving. You were like, this is going to be Chinese food. I'm good. Right? So my question to you is now, have your feelings changed due to the fact that you have two wonderful children and a wife, family, you know? think Sandor is the same, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Damn, I love you, man. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Appreciate that. Yeah, man. No, I mean, now that I have a family, yes.
Well, what's your plate?
So I'm going to my wife told me to go to the Amish market, pick up the turkey. Tam will make the turkey and, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but what do you personally put on your plate?
What will I eat tomorrow?
Yeah. Like you said, you don't do the stuffing or the mashed potatoes. I'm just curious. What's on the plate?
No, I'll eat her mashed potatoes. She makes good mashed potatoes. I'll eat some of that, and that's about it. She makes the lasagna. I'll eat that.
All right.
Some of that.
Okay.
But I'm not, I don't know.
But the traditional Thanksgiving foods, the turkey are out.
Well, we always had pasta in the house, so there was always some of that. But
you're on the stuffing.
My mother would make the pasta. She would make a pasta.
That's nice.
But it was always like a stuffed shell or lasagna.
Are you anti-casserole, the green bean casserole?
Yes. I
love
that.
The green bean casserole. Yeah, I don't that's nice. Casserole. Are you, I'm anti-cranberry sauce. What about you?
I don't eat any of that stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I really don't eat any of it. If I don't know what's for dinner tonight, you know, tonight probably be I'll stop and grab something for for them, right, for the kids and all. And if it's like a pizza and there's a slice left over, I'll eat that tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, I mean, I'm not planning on it. It's not a plan. Now, my Christmas Eve, I plan.
Like, yeah, you do the seven fishes, right?
I love it. That's my favorite. So I do all that. I love cooking it. I do all the fish, the pasta with the fish, the crab, the macaroni, all that stuff. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Where are we at? There he is. CD Dan.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, CD Dan?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
Yeah, well, are you guys still doing the tournament for your app tomorrow, or is that still going on?
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Thank you, brother. So here's what we're doing. There were some glitches with the live game. We're plotting. We're actually testing that. So, in fact, if anybody wants to go on the Cuzzo app on Friday, we're going to be testing a live game. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be doing the tournament. It's a live game with as many people that want to join. And we're going to give away $1,000. If there's more than one winner, they'll split it. But there's going to be a $1,000 prize to it, and that's going to take place in a couple weeks. There's a bit of glitches.
I see you out there on social media with it, too, dude. Got an own Twitter account, everything.
We're having so much fun with it, and it's getting better. You know, with each, it's probably going to take us like 3 months, a couple months, just to kind of get it to where we want it to be. But it's if you haven't downloaded, we really want your input on it. It's the Cuzzo app, and you can get it for your iPhone, your Google, and it's a free app. So it's all about Philly sports trivia. We're going to be adding non-sports trivia to it. So thanks. I appreciate it, brother.
And I can vouch for it, dude, even though I might have a little bias because I like calling India, but it's definitely a good app, especially if you like Philly sports. but, dude. This is like, I'm at the point, like, it doesn't bother me anymore, these press conferences or even the way the Eagles are playing, dude. I'm just so over it. I'm so done with this team that when the press conference comes on and Doug's on, you know, obviously I'm keeping the radio on, but I'm sitting there, like, waiting for him to say something, like, something dumb, something stupid, like usual. It's like almost gallows humor because it's just like, you know, I know if he says something ridiculous, how you're going to get, and it's almost comedic to me. It's the only thing left that you can really enjoy with this team. But it's like, you ever watch The Office and Michael Scott does something really stupid, and it's like, it makes you feel like almost awkward. But
yes, it's cringeworthy.
It's just like, does he not think before he speaks at all? And does he not think the players, they're not listening, they can't hear this? Like you said, it's embarrassing. It's just like, honestly, I don't think he's a bad dude. I think he's a good guy. I just think he's lost it. I honestly think he just doesn't know what the hell's going on from any perspective. And it's like overload in his mind. I really do. And I think it's just like too much going on with him right now. And I wanted to see where you were on that.
Yeah, I think it's too much, too. I don't think he has any answers.
No, and I don't think just stripping him from the play calling will fix everything. I think there's a lot of talent deficiencies and other issues, but there's so many issues he has to focus on, and I don't see him the type of guy that takes on a plethora of issues. He brings people together, but he's not like...
No, I think, again, here's the problem. And CD Dan, listen, what are you doing tomorrow? What's your Thanksgiving plan?
Tomorrow, see, my wife works overnight at the hospital, so I'm going to wait for her to finish to eat my Thanksgiving dinner. But I'm going over to her sister's house with my daughter, and then I'll eat like a TV dinner or something, hang out there. And then when she gets back from work, I'll eat with her.
Good man, good man.
That's the plan. I'll probably be making a goofy picture and send it to you.
I love
Instagram.
I love them all. So you keep them safe. You keep sending them. God bless you,
appreciate
brother.
You
all right. Appreciate your
Have
family.
A good one. Again, same to you, Tunis. Have a good Thanksgiving.
See you, Dode.
Take it easy. The Dode. You love the Dode.
Love the Dode. By the way,
more people. Yeah.
A little report out there by Mark Stein.
Basketball.
That Stein. The Clippers are making Lou Williams available.
Really?
Yes.
Sweet Lou.
How about that?
Huh. What would it cost to get Lou Williams?
It's a good question. He's getting up there in age, you know. Shake Milton. Maybe they want a young guard.
Second.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I would dig that in a heartbeat. We're going to come back. We got an hour to hang. Don't forget 1:10. We will talk to Brad Feinberg, give you some picks for the weekend. So check it out. And then we got two open lines if you want to join us. More than welcome. We'd love to wish you a happy Thanksgiving on the air. And don't forget, if you want Yo Thanksgivings, hit us up at Anthony L. Gargano on Twitter and at Anthony Lewis Gargano on Instagram, at A. Sal Chunis, and, of course, at 975 Middays. That's how you reach us. Let me tell you about the uncles, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, my guys over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Now, I tell you about them all the time, and I tell you about the uncles and family and all that stuff. I say that with all sincerity about how just great people they are. And look, I mean, I know there's a lot of dealers right now, and you know, everybody's trying to move their cars for the inventory for the winter, and you got all kinds of stuff going on. There's deals to be had. The uncles have great deals. I mean, you get 0% financing for 7 years. You have employee pricing, which is incredible. You're going to have, it's a Black Friday sales event now through the end of the month. It's just amazing what they got going on. But they're the best. They're actually wonderful, wonderful people. And once you find them, like I promise you, you will love them. You will get an incredible deal on your ride, and you will go nowhere else. That's why this is really a secret. They've been down there for three generations at the Airport Auto Mall. Check them out, familyautos.com. Just remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. You really are family. The offer ends November 30th, 2020. See the uncles for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley, live from Parks Casino, Street Road, Bent Salem. Don't forget to download the Parks Casino Sports Book app. Bring it right to your house. Don't forget our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Andrew, bad news, the postponement. Thursday night, tomorrow night, no Ravens Steelers. It's moved until Sunday.
Yeah, it stinks.
Creating a huge void tomorrow night in our Thanksgiving football plans.
Yeah. And a lot of times people are watching that nighttime game the most, right? Because you're done eating. A lot of people are done with the family stuff. You also can't breathe from the amount of food you've eaten. So that's on that Thursday night game's big.
Like I'll be like, here's what I would do. If I was CBS, I would swoop in and I would move Lions and Texans to nighttime.
Yeah, I mean you're spot on.
I mean, why waste the 12:30 when you can put that game on prime time?
Yeah, I mean that would be the move. That'd be the move to do. I mean, it's
what do we got
better for the network?
What do we got, Ferry? Is there anything, any void? Is there any college games Thursday? This is tough because again, we're not even hanging right with the big family thing.
Yeah.
So let's see, Thursday college football.
You got college basketball, maybe?
Do we got college?
Well, the tournament. So college, yeah, I think Nova's playing again tomorrow.
Are they?
I just don't know what time.
Oh, look at this horrible game. Tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
Dude, this game's on television. It's on FS1. You ready? New Mexico against Utah State.
Ew.
Dude, both these teams are 0-4.
Nice.
Two 0-4 teams are being broadcast nationally on FS1. Are you serious?
Prime time, man.
That's all those games on Friday. They don't play one game Thursday night. They're actually televising New Mexico and Utah State that are both 0-4.
Yeah, that's a mess.
It's horrible.
By the way, a lot of the Steelers players are very upset.
Are they?
Yeah, because this is now the second time their game's been moved. Remember, they were affected by the Tennessee Titans earlier this year. This game was actually reworked into the schedule. This was not their original Week 12 game with Baltimore, so they had to move things around. Remember, they had the early Week 3 bye, which then they came off of and beat the Eagles. So Eric Ebron dropping the old BS, tagging the NFL. But Juju Smith-Schuster now put out a tweet saying, first, the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together. Now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason. Shaking my head.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Steelers fans not happy.
Right, man. That's right on, dude.
So the Ravens, this is for me in Rappaport, the Ravens had 7 players positive in 3 days. So that's part of it.
Wow. That I can't, because NBC's dying. All those eyeballs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, all those eyeballs. Like, what's the deal? We're going to watch a movie now. That sucks. Got no football, man.
You can rewatch. DVR, one of the earlier games, and rewatch it.
Bro, that show I told you about, Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm through 2 episodes. Good.
My man.
Yeah.
Why is he listening to me? I can't believe it.
Figured I'd give it a shot. I like it.
So, do you realize that show has set records?
Yep.
67 million people have watched that on Netflix. It's the record for most watched of a Netflix show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
About a chess prodigy in this, I guess it's the 60s. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, so I read a story that there's a company, I think it's in England. It might have been England or Canada, I forget, excuse me. But they make up 70% of the chessboards that are sold in the United States.
Yeah, they're skyrocketing.
They see a profit of over 1,000% since the show started.
No, it's huge. Huge. You watch, like, I'm hesitant to say because I have an idea. But it's a great show. I love it. Let's go to the Dez. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy Thanksgiving, Dez.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
How you doing? All right, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going, I got to go to my girlfriend's side of the house. I got to go to my side.
Are you doing the rounds?
Yeah. I got to do what I got to do. I can't see all my grandparents, but I got to see one, and my mom, and my children. And then I got to go to, the girlfriend's family. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm just going to be there enjoying what I can enjoy. So,
well, enjoy it, my man. Enjoy it, brother.
Yeah, she put me on a diet for no, not having sweets, so I can enjoy it all tomorrow. So
good for you, babe.
12:01 tonight. I'm on it. I don't care.
I love it.
All right. So my point is, first, I love the Sixers. If you go get Sweet Lou, go bring him back home.
That'd be great. Yeah,
because that'll be another dagger, and you can bring him off the bench, and you're not going to lose anything.
Yeah.
With being able to move some things around, and Doc got two players, you know, so yeah. I would love that. But Eagles, my God, you took my point earlier. Incompetent bosses cannot be fixed. You've got to move on.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if the, you know, whatever loyalty they have to Doug, you know, he did his job, he got you a Super Bowl, move on. I would love to get Eric from
the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
From Kansas City.
That's my man. I mean, he hasn't gotten a chance yet. Andy Reid.
Oh, he's going to get a job, like, that's for sure.
Listen.
He's going somewhere.
Get rid of Doug. It's like you paid Chip Kelly to go away. Go do what you got to do. Go get him. Let him pick his quarterback. You already picking. You're probably picking pretty high in the draft. You can figure out a lot of things just to come in there and take care of some business. He has a very exciting offense every year. I believe when you do something where the other team can't stop you, and you decide to move on because you're trying to be smart. Like, you know, everybody knows that the key to the Eagles is running the ball first.
Yeah,
and then everything else usually works its way out. The offensive linemen seem to do better when they run the ball. You're not beating up your quarterback because there's no pressure on him, and then you can go over the top. Now you can take with all the speed and everything. But until they see that, just the simple stuff. There's no way in hell I will stop running the ball if you can't stop me. Eat up the clock, do what I got to do.
You also got to fix your running game. You need another back. That's for sure. Well everybody's got two backs.
Yeah, but they keep picking tweeners for running backs.
I agree. Listen, you got to fix the personnel department, too. So it's not just a coaching problem.
Yeah. So with all that being said, I'm just going to look for the Sixers. I'm just ready to start. I'm just mad we don't get like a little winter league instead of summer league so we can watch something. We would be all into that right now.
Tell me about it. Well, guess what? I'll be here soon.
Yeah,
December 22nd, man.
Hey, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'll be on it. I like to see this kid from Kansas, from Kentucky, Maxie.
Yeah, I like him a lot, I'm going to tell you. I think he could be the answer that was false as a guy next to Ben that can handle the ball.
I mean, imagine they took that chance last year and actually got Porter from that went to Denver.
I know, Michael Porter Jr. I know.
Yeah.
We all liked him and whatever. I don't want to get... This draft it drives me down a bad road when we talk bad drafts. Good stuff, brother. Thank
all
you,
man. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. All right, I want to get to everybody straight ahead, special people on the line. We want to talk to everybody and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. But we also want to help you make money over the next couple days. And you could do that. We have our man on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brad Feinberg is about to join us, and we're going to go through the card. Me, him, and Chunas will take a look at what he's got to offer over the next couple days as you're getting ready for your turkey and you're getting ready for everything else. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, and we'll talk to Brad about this, but I like the Lions a lot tomorrow. I know there's a lot of Texans love out there. Lions had a clunker last week. I can think at home, I like them strong. We got Brad Tunis.
Yeah, I feel bad. I always call his house phone, and his lovely wife picks up, and I go, oh, sorry.
All right, let me get to our betting analyst, a terrific guy, the big brain on Brad Feinberg. Brad, happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
You too, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone out there.
My man.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
So, you know, a couple things real quick. The postponement, what's that going to do to you? Are you going to go movie tomorrow night?
It's frustrating because I had bet
last Saturday, I had taken Pittsburgh minus two for a pretty big bet. And
really? Oh, we just lost him. Uh-oh. Well, we'll try to get him back. Let's do that. We'll try to get Brad back. And he disappeared into the ozone.
Yeah, I'll call Mark back now.
All right. All right. Well, you do. Here's the one thing. And we'll get to Nikki and Frankie and Mike and Trace and Donald. We'll talk to everybody straight ahead. So just hang on. Be patient. Because I want to get Brad's picks for everyone. Because I know they're going to look at it tomorrow. And you know, not the huge festivities usually. So we're going to be watching some of these games. All right.
We got him back.
We got him back. Hello, buddy. We lost you.
Can't get rid of me that easily.
So tell us, you were about to say you had a big bet on Pittsburgh.
No, I had a good bet on Pittsburgh minus two and the look-ahead line. And, you know, but when a game gets changed, the day of the venue gets changed, there is no action on my bet, so I lose that bet. So I was, for selfish reasons, I was upset that game got canceled. And plus, I thought that was the best game on the card. But, you know, what can you do? Yeah, as you said, probably have to watch a movie on Netflix or something.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start off before we get to the Thanksgiving games and some of the card this weekend. College basketball starts today. There's games. You got, like, anything in college ball?
I had played, there is, Ryan is the coach. Bo Ryan's first game. As his dad is at Wisconsin Green Bay, and he's implementing the same slowdown system as, you know, as his dad. And I played the under in that game just based on the fact that I don't know if the line is properly adjusted for, it's a whole new regime, a whole new way of playing. And when you have a new coach, that's something that people have to look out for and whatnot. And I also took Pepperdine tonight as well. I laid 1.5, but I think that line's gone maybe slightly since. But those were the two college games that I hit.
Pretty good, pretty good. Any thought on Villanova? It's so hard to handicap because
you don't know
how a team is going to be. They haven't practiced, COVID, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely at the beginning. Listen, it's definitely a little more guesswork for sure. Look, we know that Villanova is a great team. I'm not, you know, that much we know. I didn't play the game. And again, when it's early on like this, and again, especially with the whole COVID situation, I'm a little more leery of playing games unless I really feel like I have some potential edge in such games. And then right now with college basketball, again, when there's a situation like a coaching change, I think I was able to take advantage on that. But for the most part, I think it's hard to know how practices have been, who, you know, the health of certain players or whatnot. But again, Villanova to me should have an outstanding season. They seem like a clear top five team. I did not bet tonight's game, but I'm looking forward to watching it.
All right, let's look at it. Tomorrow, Turkey Day. Now down to two games, Lions and Texans. Who are you liking?
Yeah, the way Detroit has just looked so bad, and I, you know, my numbers made this one three, and that's what it mostly is, or threes. The only way I could look to this game is Houston. I know that Detroit in the past has had games where they play well on this day when you want to count them out, but without Kenny Golladay, Matt Stafford seems injured to me. Like, I know he's been questionable each week, Anthony. But when your quarterback is not playing well, it makes everything so much more difficult. I wanted to like Detroit. I really did, getting points, but I just don't trust Stafford's health enough. So the only way I could look at this game is the favorite with Houston. But again, I happen to like the other game, the Dallas-Washington game. I like the side and total in that game. That's the game I like the best. This Detroit game.
See, I like
is
Detroit.
Just
I like the Lions.
Yeah, I listen, in past, this is always a game Detroit seems to win outright, let alone cover the three. I hear you, but again, for me, it's just a Matt Stafford issue. I've watched all his games, and I mean, he just doesn't seem healthy to me. This doesn't seem like the Matt Stafford who I thought was a top 10 NFL quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't think that guy is there right now.
Listen, I agree with you. Here's the thing. I'm not a believer in the Houston defense either.
Oh, well, I don't think anyone is. It's just, again, Anthony, the crazy stat about Carolina,
I know.
The two previous games before, they allowed
two punts in two games. Yeah. Only got two punts in two games, yeah. and they pitched a shutout last week against Detroit. So
yeah, I know.
Detroit to me just haven't seemed right. Stafford hasn't seemed right. Again, I'm not betting the game. It's just a lean. But if Stafford was the normal Stafford, I would have liked Detroit to win outright. I just don't have enough confidence in him to put my money on Detroit right now.
Yeah, I feel you. But you said you like Washington, Dallas.
Like Washington, Dallas, and I like the total. First, I really like under 46 in that game, guys. One thing we know that Washington has a good defense, and that is something that has been there all year for them. They have been very consistent all year on defense, and you can argue they've been one of the best defensive teams in the league.
I agree.
Dallas with Andy Dalton. Again, they had a really nice game last week against Minnesota. Give them total credit for that. But that's really the first really great offensive performance we've seen from Dallas and probably since Dak Prescott left. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like under 46 in this game. I actually made this total 42.5.
Wow.
So again, this was way off of my numbers. I expect a really low scoring kind of playoff kind of game. And I also do like Dallas, and I think Dallas is going to win this. I do. I think Dallas has just more upside on the offensive side of the ball, in the sense that with Washington, obviously we have Terry McLaurin, who's terrific. But I just think Alex Smith is just really not. They would have lost that game last week if Joe Burrow didn't get hurt. Dallas did show a pulse last week. They finally showed something. Maybe Andy Dalton is back to being mediocre. And if he's mediocre, with the talent that Dallas has, they have two good running backs, they have three good receivers. They're just, I think, a far more talented team than Washington. I thought this line would come in closer to 4, and you can still get some 2.5s out there or 3 getting juice. I bet Dallas laying 2.5, and I bet under 46, and I like both those games. I like both very much, actually.
It's funny, I like Washington.
Yeah, we will see.
I like Washington to win the division. They were 8-1 2 weeks ago, I told the Tunis.
Well, at 8-1, right. Basically, that division, right? I'll tell you one thing. How is Philadelphia the favorite? That I can't figure out for the life of me.
Yeah.
But their schedule coming up, Philadelphia is the clear favorite, and I don't understand that because I would rank them 4th out of the 4 teams.
Yeah.
To win the division right now with their schedule coming up, Anthony. I don't understand how they are the favorite to win the division. That is perplexing to me. Yeah, listen, if you like Washington, I think they're getting around plus 350 right now to win the division. But if you like them to win the division, a much better bet I would recommend is betting them to win this game. Because if they win this game, if they don't win this game, they're really probably not going to win the division. And if they win this game, they still may not even win the division anyway.
I like their defense. I think the Cowboys defense still sucks. And I think, that's how I kind of
look at it. I hear you. That's why I do like the under in the game. As I said before, I would not be surprised if either team did not get over 20 points in this one. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, tight game. But I do think Dallas will find a way to win the game.
Okay.
I just think they have more talent. And Alex Smith, such a good story. Root for the guy. That's crazy.
I hear you.
But again, my numbers made this one closer to 4. So anytime the game is, when it's off a field goal, when the number's 3 and I'm getting a point of value, 3 is such an important number, I had no choice but to play Dallas.
All right, do me a favor, because you've got about 90 seconds. And can you give us the games you're hot on for the rest of the week? Any college stuff, any other NFL stuff?
I'll do it right
now.
Yeah. Arizona, New England, I like Arizona here. I just think they are the better team. I think they're the more consistent team. You can lay 2 points right now. I made that number 3.5, and the line is only 2. I trust them to win that game, and that's just the way that it is. In college, Michigan, I know Michigan and Penn State have probably been the 2 most disappointing teams in college football this year, or pretty sure if not, pretty close to that or whatnot. And last week, Michigan had a change in quarterback. They had a guy named Cade McNamara who came in and threw for 4 touchdowns for Joe Milton. I finally saw some light from them. Because of that, and only that, I like Michigan laying 2 and the Penn State team, which I'm not sure if they're even coming to play or not. I can't trust them. And I do like North Carolina against Notre Dame getting 5.5. I find Mack Brown gets his team up to these kind of big games. I think Sam Howell will have enough success on offense.
and I still just can't totally get myself to trust this Notre Dame team. I know they're ranked number two. I know they've been great, but I actually think North Carolina has a really good chance to win the game outright, Anthony.
Ah, there you go. I love it. Any props for the peoples?
Most of the prop bets haven't come out yet. One prop I will definitely have a lean on is Terry McLaurin goes over every single game. I mean, he's gone over literally virtually every game this season. Yeah, is over under
secondary.
Going against a non-great defense in Dallas. I always like Terry McLaurin never has a bad game. So I think his over under is about 73.5. And again, if you look at his game log, he's gone above that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It looks like 9 straight games. So again, in Terry McLaurin, I trust.
There you go, buddy. Thank you, Brad. Have a happy
Thanksgiving. My pleasure, guys. Good luck, everyone out there.
Best to your family, man. Appreciate it, brother. Bye-bye. There he is, Brad Feinberg on the Comcast Business Hotline. Check, give us some, the betting analyst giving some of his insights. If you want to take any of these games, you can just go to the Parks website, download the Parks Sportsbook app. This is where we're at. Look out. You got all the great, you got all the games. And by the way, the NFL is keeping the games the same times, so they're not going to move any to prime time.
There goes your hopes and dreams.
Yeah, dashed. But check out the Parks Sportsbook app. You can still download it. Any of the games Brad talked about, any of the props, you got it right there on your fingertip, at your fingertips, on the Parks Sportsbook app. Use the promo code FANATIC, FANATIC, FANATIC. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got it all right there. Parks Casino, got to be 21. You got to be in PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello. What?
What's up, brother? My man Guido over here.
Oh, hello.
Came to see
you. Hello.
Over at Parks. Good man. My man. Good man. Tunis, who do you like? We got Brad's picks. You heard my picks. What about you?
So I'm leaning toward Houston in the early game. It's not like they were all that impressive against New England, but I thought that was a pretty tough spot for Houston. I know you were all over Houston last week. I actually went against you. I went with New England, but that was a good win for Houston. I know their defense is awful.
You also went against you with Indianapolis.
Yeah. Why don't you brag about it?
I get chesty.
But so I like Houston. Detroit's Matt Patricia. How's that man still have a job?
I don't know.
I mean, this is years in now, right? This isn't his first year. I don't know how Patricia still has a job. So I could see Deshaun Watson just doing whatever he can to win the game. I know Detroit's used to playing on Thanksgiving Day, but I like Houston in that early game. I like Washington against Dallas. All of a sudden, I'm seeing
so
how...
you like both my picks. I like both Detroit and Houston, too. Detroit and Washington.
No, I'm Houston.
No. Oh, you're Houston.
I'm Houston.
Sorry.
Yeah, I like Houston over Detroit, but I like Washington over Dallas, but I also like the over in this game.
Okay.
Dallas' defense is not like they're good yet. And Alex Smith, we've talked about it a few
they're
weeks
going
now.
Up against Brad.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But Alex Smith has been moving the ball down the field a little bit with that team, so I think they're going to put up points, and I know the front for Washington's impressive.
Dallas' defense is horrific.
Yeah, so I expect Washington to score, and Dallas' offense looked pretty good last week with Andy Dalton and CeeDee Lamb having that incredible diving catch. So I like the points in this game. I think I got it at 48.5, so I like the over in that one. And then I like the I like Washington in it. And then I loved Pittsburgh, excuse me, but obviously that game
that sucks.
Happen.
That game's canceled.
Yeah,
dude.
I wish.
That's a big blow to our Thanksgiving.
That's when you just relax and you're not doing anything anymore. All the eating's done.
All right, let's say give some Thanksgiving wishes out to our friends. Let's go to Tracy in Atlanta. Tracy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How you been, Trace?
Been busy. I'm a tax accountant, so we had a 258-day tax year, so we can't ever do that again. Never. Can never let that happen again. So hope everyone's doing well. Hope you and the kids are doing well.
Thanks, Trace.
Peterson, I can't. I'm just listening to him, and I'm just like my head in my hands. Like, what is he talking about? Why? I don't. There's really nothing. I was just saying, just give me. I got to do a better job. I'll take that.
Here's the thing. It's insane, Trace. And this is what's crazy about it. What in the world are you thinking about doing that? Like, I don't understand. When he's like, all you have to do is say Carson's a quarterback. He creates a whole mess, and then he
never defends him. He never defends him. But when they say something about Hurts, remember there was a fumble. He went to everybody. Well, whose fault was it? Well, who snapped the ball? So you're defending him. But when it comes to Wentz, right up under the bus. I don't understand why he doesn't.
It's not even like about having, throwing a guy under the bus or whatever. He's creating his own noise. And then he's blaming the media. Go ahead and make a big deal.
What do you think the follow-up question is going to be? It's like, I just, my head in my hands. Like, I can't take, stop putting him out there at the podium. Like, I can't take it anymore.
No, because here's the problem.
Competent.
Exactly. That's the problem. It's like, if you can't just answer a couple questions, how are we supposed to believe you can fix it?
Exactly. It's like he, like you said, like with presidential, like that's my bar for president. Like, can you just be presidential? Like, can you just show me that I can have some confidence that you're leading the team? Like, yes. If I feel like you don't know what you're doing, what am I supposed to think?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
It's like, I don't know X's and O's. I haven't learned that yet. I haven't mastered that yet. I'm going to get my son to teach me. But I'm like, can I see some plays that I see these other teams do? Can I see a jet sweep or a flea flicker? Anything. Nothing. I see nothing.
I mean, we're talking about basics, moving the quarterback. It comes up every week.
Put a player in motion. Put players need to be in the best position, but so does the front office. Put Howie, get him out of the draft room. Just let him do the contract. Either keep Doug and give him an offensive coordinator, or just get rid of him and move on. Like, we can't keep
terrible.
Doing this.
I know.
It ain't working.
I hear you.
It's not working. But I know my time is running out. So
no, but Trace,
so
I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
And here's the good news. I'm thankful for 27 days to the NBA. So can you play the song?
Oh, there it is. I love it, too. Let's play the song. Yes. Tracy, God bless you, Trace. Always a pleasure.
All right, take care.
See you, sweetheart. Frankie. Yo, Frank. What's happening, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, there we go. My man, Young Ball.
Happy Thanksgiving, Frankie Frank.
Oh, listen. The season of thankfulness and gratefulness, and I'm thankful and grateful for you guys. I really am. Really appreciate you guys.
We love you, man.
You guys are the... So look, I'm out on the crumb bum chips, but I'm into the cold turkey sandwich with stuffing, right? Dipped in the nice hot coagulated gravy. Uncle Frank would love to make one for Young Ball.
Thanks, Uncle Dad. Frank. Thanks, Uncle Frank. I appreciate it.
That's my boy. So,
what up?
What up? I swear, Doug has voices in his head. I mean, no. So, I'm going to go. Let me just rip through this. You know, they have constants in life, right, cuz? There's guys, there's death, taxes, sunrise, sunset. Well, you know, the only constant with this Eagles team is nothing makes sense. Nothing. Jesus, Mary. I mean... Go start with the play calling. How about the vapid press conference answers? Carson, you know, he's making egregious decisions. It's just, it's not him.
I know.
I had a couple. Oh, because players, they being better after they leave. And how about players coming in here and underperforming?
Yeah, yeah.
We got JJ and Rager in lieu of DK and Jefferson.
Yeah.
And you know DK's acronym, but, you know, at times quarterbacks in their second year underperform because teams figure them out, right? So has the league figured out Doug? Evidently.
Yeah, I don't think he can figure anything out right now. I got Frankie, I got no faith in Dougie, all right, at this point. And I need a cocktail. Frank, I love you. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
I love you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving
you
to your family.
You too, buddy. At this point, Andrew, I just need a cocktail.
Hey, you got 10 more minutes, man.
You know what I mean?
You're almost there. We've all seen the finish line.
No, I can see it. That's what I got. Like, I can't talk about him anymore.
No.
I just need a break from him. You know.
Oh, you didn't have fun listening to today?
No, today was ridiculous. Today was silly. He makes his own controversy. And then blames the media. He blamed the media for Kelsey. What media? Who in their right mind saying, move on from Kelsey?
No, nobody's saying
that. But then he says he doesn't listen. Or he doesn't read. That's the only thing that doesn't surprise me, is that he doesn't read. Miami Mike.
Yeah, we're looking. I don't know. I mean,
Anthony.
Miami Mike, happy Thanksgiving, man.
It's a la familia. Good holiday. Let me tell you something. It's the first time that I've been watching these Eagles. You know how old I am. This guy has lost this team. When they start to run off the field, except Kelsey, with a tweet here, a tweet there, you take notice they start out good and it's downhill. He's not capable any longer. He's not capable. So we can say what we want to say. Players will play. When they lose, take them out for a drink. How about that? He has no business. He hasn't earned the respect to answer the way he answers the press. He hasn't earned it. That's their job. That's your job. And you can't do the job, then you're out. And my buddy, you know who I'm talking about, has had it. But you, what's the sense of getting rid of him now? Simple.
You talking about Howie?
I'm not going to mention any names. Yeah. I mean, these players aren't going to play for this guy.
It's not even
come on.
The
quarterback, he should have taken that kid out for a drink 3 weeks ago, sit his ass down, excuse my language, and say, hey, pal, this is how it works.
Yeah.
But he's got a wise mouth about him, and that's when you know he's a loser. That guy cannot coach. When you stop listening, it wouldn't happen with Parcells. It wouldn't happen with the old-time coaches you were talking about.
No, the whole point was that he makes stuff bigger than they are.
Yes.
It's stupid. Like, the whole conversation's stupid. Just fix the damn thing. And then the problem is that when he talks about his offense, and he was
Anthony, he can't fix it. He's not capable.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's not capable.
I mean, I'm kind of resolute about that. I'm resigned, I should say, to that fact.
Anthony, that the he's team in hangs in. Excuse me for interrupting, because I'm really pissed off. Listen, the team will play for the first quarter. As soon as things start, he can't adjust to nothing. And forget about that two-point play. That's for later on in the game, not right off the bat. And when those players stop playing, you know they're going to run off that field. You know what they're going to say? I ain't going to get hurt. That happens.
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming from. I know how those players. I was there before.
Okay? I hear you, buddy.
So we have to put up with it. And he's going to get clobbered the next few weeks. I want to run away. I don't drink. I'm going to start drinking again.
Go have some nice wine. It's good for you.
I got a whole
game. Good for you, Pop. Hey, listen.
You and the
God
family.
Bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
You and your family. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Take it easy. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Tom.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
You too, man. Have a good, enjoy your holiday and everything. We just want to talk about Doug, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before the Super Bowl, any hope for that dancing with the mummers nonsense, and how he was a buffoon and couldn't coach. And he proved us wrong by winning the Super Bowl, man. But I just think that was everything fell into place, luck, whatever you want to call it.
And he also had the right guy next to him. I mean, obviously, exactly. Reich had something to do with it.
He's being exposed for what he is now, and it's a bad coach. And, you know, you think the guy that was a quarterback in the NFL would be able to sit down with a quarterback and help him get through the things that he's going through right now. But he don't even put him in the plays and position to get better. I mean, there's nobody open. Where's the creativity in your offense, man? I'm looking at all these young coaches, Kingsbury, McVay, Shanahan. All these guys are like, you know, just they're got people running around the field wide open, like all the time. Yeah. They're just throwing to a spot. With this guy, you can't do it. And then he has press conferences like this where he stutters like he's like being investigated by the FBI or something like that. You know, like, da-da-da-da-da. It's horrible, man. I like between them and Penn State, my football season's shot.
Oh, that sucks.
Saturday suck, and then Sundays are even worse. I don't even like watching this team because like I don't even like them.
No, it's not fair to Penn State people. It's almost tragic. Right?
Oh, that,
you
yeah,
have listen. To deal with Doug.
Hey.
First of all, you got to deal with Franklin on Saturday and Doug on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, it's brutal.
That's tough, man.
Your weekend shot. Friday's like the best day. You know, the rest of your weekend is awful.
Oh, it's a sin.
They're going to lose the Rutgers this year at Penn State. That's how bad it's going to be. They're going to go winless this year, and it's going to be horrible. But on the Eagles, I mean, I don't think they can win the game the rest of the year, the Eagles. I don't see them winning the game.
Wow.
If that happens, he's got to get fired. They ain't beating Dallas. If they had Dalton when they played them here, the Eagles lose that game.
Yeah, I mean, but they're going to win it. You know, they have to win.
They have to, but they stink. It's bad.
No, I hear you.
It's bad. This is Marion Campbell Eagles right here, man. This is
wow. That's right. It stinks. Taylor.
Well, Tunis is right. Listen, I was wrong. I thought otherwise. Tommy, listen.
And then, you know, I'm sorry, man. We got the top 10, 7 pick. Who said that's going to be any good anyway? I mean, is this dude going to draft the right player?
Yeah.
My guy's Michael Parsons if we have a top pick and he's there, man. The linebacker, that's a three-down linebacker. It's a game changer on defense.
I know.
I'm saying his name now for next year, but
I love Parsons. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, that's
I
it.
I hear you, Tommy. Yeah. Listen, you have a safe Thanksgiving, man. All right?
You too, man. Enjoy, yep.
You too. Enjoy yourself, brother.
I will end up drafting like Chandler Parsons or something.
Chandler Forrest, you're right, dude. When you said it, I'll give it to you. I was like, they don't stink. I mean, they're probably, you know, a little below, like they're below average, but they're in the tier between below average and average. And you're like, dude, they stink. And you're right. They stink.
They should just be the tier below average because they do have individual talents. Yeah. But unfortunately, they haven't been able to put together a full game.
No, I know.
I mean, even the games they've won, it's been tough to watch.
Brutal.
They almost blow the San Fran game.
I know.
And then, you know, Danucci. Somebody just tweeted in saying there are Mullins and Danucci away from 1-8-1. And he's spot on.
There are Mullins and
That's from Tommy Reardon on Twitter.
Tommy Reardon, you're the man. Nikki, you're on.
Gentlemen,
Happy Thanksgiving, Nikki.
A Thanksgiving to you guys for what you guys did from March till today, and you know, especially when there were no sports, we appreciate it. But to all the families out there who dealt with COVID, and for people like Tunis's wife who deal with literally the infection and the virus every day and putting their lives at stake. So, all military guys, everybody, you know, EMS, everybody, you know, who sacrifices every day. So, on this Thanksgiving,
thanks
for that.
That's beautiful, man.
Listen, I'm glad to hear Parks, the only local casino in the Philadelphia area, locally owned, you know, not one of these big conglomerates. So I'm glad you guys are there. But today, I wanted to say yo to the Reading Terminal Market. Today's like Reading Terminal Day. You know, I always remember the shows you put on today. But I'm glad you're Parks. But, oh, Queen's Gambit. Like, I enjoyed it. I'm glad you recommended it. I watched it straight through it in Paul's. I really enjoyed it. That's how good it was. But number one show, man. I don't get that.
I hear you.
And ESPN used to televise Grandmaster matches like 20 years ago.
Right.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, listen, I know Dougie, not McVay. We know that. But he can't, when he's watching film, like he can't cut and paste McVay stuff. Like he can't do that. Can he not use a computer and go, I like this play. Let me put this into my playbook. This stagnant offense is so depressing. So at the end of the year, which is soon, when Jeffrey calls Howie and Doug into his office, he's not going to get snowed with excuses, is he? Like, he's not going to let these two guys off the hook. Because I know Jeffrey loves offense, and he's always said, I don't care what we do, but we have to look like an exciting team on Sunday. He's not going to tolerate stupid COVID answers and COVID excuses, is he? Because there's a lot of teams out there that do really well with offense that have no quarterback and no talent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
All right, I'll let you go, man. Hug and kiss to the family and the boys.
Listen, Nick, God bless you, man.
And your wife.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, all right?
Take care, guys. Yep.
See you later, buddy. Junis, we are thankful for all of our friends and that congregate between 10 and 2. And, you know, we really appreciate that. We do. We wish you guys the healthiest and the best Thanksgiving. And, you know, I know it's a different kind of one, but, you know, make the best of it. Be with your family. Be with your loved ones. Find someone and just hug them close to you and try to enjoy it. And we'll get through it, right? This holiday season is going to be a little bit different, but we're going to get through it all. So thanks for listening, everybody. Andrew, give my love to the family, Christy.
Of course, right? You too, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
You know, and everybody. So everybody, thanks for listening. Hey, stay tuned. Mikey, Miss, Nat, and Tyrone coming up next. Have a blessed, blessed day tomorrow, and we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.